And you under clear skies with some haze. We have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The abuse started just after we started dating and got worse. I thought I should stay to keep our family together. But the situation at home was affecting my children and my job. My name is Keisha, and I am a survivor of domestic violence. I now take care of my children and go to work without the fear and stress due to abuse. I reached out for help when I needed it, and you can too. If you or someone you care about needs support at home or in the workplace, please call the Domestic Violence Confidential Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. 7233. That call changed my life.
If you are a victim of domestic violence, there is help available, and it's just a phone call away. The Domestic Violence Confidential toll-free hotline number again is 1-800-799-SAFE. This message brought to you by the state of Illinois and this station.
Fix a faucet. Put up a new shelf. Organize a closet. Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Planning a home renovation? Add this to your to-do list. Check your family's tetanus booster status. Because after 10 years, none of you are protected against tetanus and another potentially fatal disease, diphtheria. Any minor cut or scrape can put you at risk for tetanus infection. So get the TD booster. If it's been 10, do it again. Learn more from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases at nfid.org.
My baby was born too early, and now he's struggling to stay alive. He's such a trooper. I know they're doing everything they can to save him.
More and more babies in America are being born dangerously early. So early their lives hang in the balance. Despite the best medical care, thousands don't get through the first month. Premature birth is growing at an alarming rate in the United States. 1 in every 8 births. For decades, the March of Dimes has saved babies. By funding medical breakthroughs and by fighting for all babies to have access to the care they need. Help us stop the crisis of premature birth. For information or to help, go to marchofdimes.com. The baby we save may be your own.
20 years ago, my son wouldn't have survived. Now, he has a fighting chance.
For Paralyzed Veterans of America, Montel Williams.
The events of the last few years have made us all think more seriously about the service, the sacrifice, and the care of America's veterans. Paralyzed Veterans of America is dedicated to ensuring that veterans with spinal cord injury or disease receive the best quality health care and benefits which they've earned. We're proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. For information, you can call toll-free 1-866-USA-4PVA.
I started using drugs and alcohol when I was about 12 years old. I was bored and I thought drugs would be exciting. I hung out with like the older crowd and just kind of did it socially at first. By the time I was 15, my whole life turned upside down.
I stopped doing drugs because I was shy. I wanted to fit in. All my friends were using drugs and it looked like they were having a good time.
I thought using drugs was a good way of dealing with stress.
I was insecure about a lot of things. You know, I was pretty shy. My parents must have told me a million times, don't do drugs, you know, they'll ruin your life. Now I know what they all meant.
People often begin using drugs as a solution to a problem. Eventually, the drug use itself becomes a much greater problem.
I can't quit.
I'm addicted. So are my friends.
I'm losing my family.
I can't stop.
I lost my job. I almost lost my life. I need help.
Call Narcanon Arrowhead today at 1-800-468-6933.
I'm so tired of being sick. I wish I had something to do.
Have you checked out patchworks.org?
No, what's that?
It's a great online community for kids 5 to 21 with medical challenges, long-term illness, and disabilities.
Yeah, it's a place to chat with other kids all over the world by playing games, posting your messages, art, and stories. And it's free. And it makes getting through the hard times so much easier. That's patchworks.org.
P-A-T-C-H-W-O-R-X. On the web.
It's a scorching hot day. Imagine being trapped in a parked car. The temperature inside is rising. Now imagine that you're wearing a fur coat. Leaving your dog in a hot car is not only uncomfortable, it's dangerous. If it's too hot for you, it's far worse for him because, unlike us, he can't perspire to cool down. And within minutes, the temperature, even with the windows down a little, can exceed 100 degrees. So on warm days, please be kind. Leave your dog safely at home.
For more information, contact PETA, 757-622-PETA.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's Ed McMahon. Did I win the sweepstakes?
No, but you can be a winner with the U.S. Small Business Administration. Take it from me, Ed McMahon. If you're a small business owner or dream of being one, the SBA has tools and services to help you. For more information, call 1-800-USASK-SBA or log on to our website, sba.gov. Hey, where are you going? Don't you want the balloons?
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
For the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. Playgrounds are supposed to be purely fun and games, but physicians treat about 500,000 playground injuries a year, including some badly broken bones. That's why orthopedic surgeons encourage safe playground play. Here are some tips to help keep children safe on the playground. First, supervising your kids is the most important thing you can do to prevent injury. Avoid playgrounds that have concrete, asphalt, hard-packed dirt, or even grass. Wood chips, sand, or rubberized surfaces are safer. Steer children to age-appropriate playground equipment. Don't let kids get in the way of other kids on slides, swings, or in other exit areas. Look for debris on the playground and inspect equipment for missing, loose, or damaged pieces, sharp edges or points, splintered wood, rusted metal, or loose guardrails, and report any dangers you find. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Your civil liberties are going down the drain. A new report by the Justice at Stake campaign examines how courts are no longer able to guarantee a loss of civil liberties in the name of national security. If you thought the Patriot Act was bad, just wait till you hear the ramifications of Patriot Act 2. And hear them you will Wednesday morning at 9 with Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign, on the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Asthma.
Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't. If you have asthma, take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. For each question, think back to the past 4 weeks. How much of the time did your asthma keep you from getting as much done at work or at home? How often did you have shortness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms wake you up at night or earlier than usual in the morning? How often did you use your rescue inhaler or nebulizer medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take 30 seconds to complete the asthma control test. Or call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test by mail. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma? Or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Well, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I would really like for you to get to the blog this morning. Do your homework before we get to St. Louis Public Schools Watch, because we have some stuff up on the blog site. We have a couple of blog pages up there that will show you some photographs from St. Louis Public Schools that our children are supposed to, what our children are supposed to be doing in school. cleaning up these filthy rooms. The photographs are on the blog site at lizbrown.com. We don't have a blog. We have a blogitude. Punch blogitude STL. Look at the pictures. And then there's also something else very special there. Scroll down to the Craig Williams section. You need to see these pictures so that you can understand what they're telling our children to do as we are stuffing millions and millions of dollars into unearned dollars into the pockets of the people that have replaced our custodians. Oh, we have much, much, much to talk about. So do your homework before we get to the school watch this morning. And I do want to do this because I am a shopper. And I am trying to, I am in the process of, it's an evolution. It is an evolution. I am in the process of reining in my spending until this weekend. Because this weekend is the tax-free weekend, the back-to-school weekend. What will be tax-free? Clothing and footwear with a taxable value of $100 or less will be tax-free. Clothing and footwear, so ladies, your shoes and your clothes, tax-free this weekend, from Friday to Sunday. School supplies not exceeding $50 per purchase. Unfortunately, radio, CD players, sports equipment, office furniture, not exempt. Computer software with a taxable value of $350 less per purchase. Personal computers not exceeding $3,500. Computer peripheral devices not exceeding $3,500. What happens is that this weekend, customers won't have to pay the 4.225% state sales tax on certain purchases across the states. In counties and municipalities that choose to participate, local sales taxes will also be waived. This is now an annual holiday, and I encourage all of you to buy your purchases now, save your money for your babies, for back to school. If you all have computer needs out there, now is the time to buy them. I don't know how it is done from the perspective of if they keep your name every time you purchase something or if you just have to purchase your stuff in small batches so that you don't pay the taxes. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a great thing. I think that it is something that everybody should take advantage of, and particularly those of you that are having kids go back into the school environment. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454. That's just a heads up to all of you that shop like I do. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I don't suppose it will come as a surprise to any of you. I don't suppose that it will be shocking to a lot of you that consider themselves with their ear to the ground, with their understanding of history. Those of you that have a clear understanding of history will appreciate this. And it's a story that I'm going to discuss after this break, but I want to give you a heads up to it. There was a Hiroshima cover-up. What are the odds? What are the odds of that, that there is something that they didn't tell you? In the weeks following the atomic attacks on Japan almost 60 years ago, And then for decades afterwards, the United States engaged in an airtight suppression of all film shot in Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the bombings. This included footage shot by U.S. military crews and Japanese newsreel teams. In addition, for many years, all but a handful of newspaper photographs were seized or prohibited. The public did not see any of the newsreel footage for 25 years, and the United States military film remained hidden for nearly four decades. What is the secret? I'm going to tell you after this break. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. My number here is 454-0400, 454-0400, and email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. But stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Wartner, the freezing wart remover. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and the Blanchette Bridge, road construction. The right lane is closed. Crews are in the final stage of that major bridge work going on there. There are no delays at this hour. Eastbound 70 at Adelaide is disabled vehicle in traffic lane. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass all the way to Elm, no problems to report. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Carondelet, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and 270 is running smoothly. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, no problems to report there. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into Graham Hanley, you can expect no delays at this hour. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB looks good. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Expect normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the PSB. Those approaches are free and clear at this hour. Wyoming and South Jefferson, there's a report of an injury accident in Black Creek Road at Miller Road East. It is closed due to Monday's train derailment. They're still doing some cleanup work there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Wartner, the freezing wart remover. An instant wart? Hardly. Wart spread. Treat them fast. Wartner freezes warts in a single treatment. Outdated treatments take up to 12 weeks. Nothing treats warts faster or more effectively than Wartner. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Hot, mostly sunny today, high in the upper 90s this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Thursday, hot, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 102. Thursday evening, partly cloudy skies, another chance for showers, low in the lower 70s, and the heat index should be around 101 early in the evening. Then on Friday, not quite as warm, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Visit the St. Louis County Library on Friday, August 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. for an appearance by Doris Christopher. Doris is the president and founder of Pampered Chef and the author of a book about her company. She will be reading from the book and signing copies of the book for fans. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-994-3300. News to you from WGNU.
Get out your favorite pain medication. Point your browser to Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Thursday, August 21st, 2003. The silence was shattered a few moments later by the sound of bullets in the distance. It was just loud enough to get your attention, but too far away to be the source of any real anxiety. E. How far do you think that is?
Me. I don't know, about a kilometer?
Yeah, about.
Not American bullets.
No, it's probably from a Kalashnikov.
You're getting good at this.
No. I'm getting great at it. I can tell you if it's them or us. I can tell you how far away it is. I can tell you if it's a pistol or machine gun, tank or armored vehicle, Apache or Chinook. I can determine the distance and maybe even the target. That's my new talent. It's something I've gotten so good at, I frighten myself. What's worse is that almost everyone seemed to have acquired this new talent, young and old. And it's not something that anyone will appreciate on a resume.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. Remember when the president came to Madison County earlier this year and said the judicial hellhole there was causing doctors to leave? Well, a new analysis of the 15 major medical malpractice insurance companies shows that in 2004, the leading insurers took in three times as much in premiums as they paid out in claims. Is somebody lying? Wednesday morning at 8, Joanne Doroshow, executive director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, talks about how doctors are being ganked by the insurance companies, exclusively on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Because you want to know what's going to get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Take a look at the blog site. I am just floored by all the people that are going to the blog, to the website, lizbrown.com. Please check it out. Particularly check it out in conjunction with St. Louis Public Schools Watch. We have footage on there today of the rooms that our children are sent to clean. You need to get to blogitude, STL. Check out the footage there. We have much to talk about, y'all. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to see how your legislators, your Democratic legislators, voted in the past, how many votes they missed voting for, Rodney Hubbard, my goodness gracious, missed a whole lot of votes in the top 10. In the top 10 of vote misses. You need to check out the blogitude to see how your legislators did. Surprising. Amber Boykins in the top 10 vote missers. Y'all need to check out. Check out the blogitude. STL and see how your legislators did. Yeah, they lied. They lied about Hiroshima. They took all of the films. And here's, I guess one of the stories embedded in this story about the lies that our government has told about Hiroshima and the bombing is when they don't want you to know something, they will keep it from you forever. This is 60 years ago, y'all. 60 years ago. People want to laugh at the idea of conspiracy behind John F. Kennedy's assassination. Shoot. You think they wouldn't lie forever about something like that? Think about the little lies that they're telling you are governmental secrets now. The itty-bitty lies. We can't release Robert's records. Now remember, he was an attorney. This is the guy that wants to be the next Supreme Court justice. He was an attorney for the government, writing for the government. And these are all public record. They now want to call that classified. So if they want to keep that kind of stuff from you, know what other kind of stuff they'll keep from you and have kept from you and will lie hard to you about. On August 6, 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb over Hiroshima, killing at least 70,000 people instantly and perhaps 50,000 more in the days and months to follow. 3 days later, it exploded another atomic bomb over Nagasaki, slightly off target, killing, you know, just the whole idea. After you've killed 70,000 people, aren't you done? Aren't you done? No, not America. Not America, we ain't done yet. So they dropped one over Nagasaki, slightly off target, killing 40,000 immediately and dooming tens of other thousands of people. Within days, Japan had surrendered. And the United States, readied plans for occupying the defeated company and documenting the first atomic catastrophe. But the Japanese also wanted to study it. Within days of the second atomic attack, officials at the Tokyo-based newsreel company Nippon Isaka discussed shooting the film in the two stricken cities. In September, just after the Japanese surrender and as American occupation began, the director set off to Nagasaki. There, his film crew filmed the utter destruction near Ground Zero and scenes in the hospitals of badly burned and those suffering from the lingering effects of radiation. On September 15th, another crew headed for Hiroshima. When the first rushes, that's the film term, when the film first came back, there was a problem. Every frame burned into my brain. At this point, the American public knew very little about the conditions of the atomic cities beyond the Japanese assertions that a mysterious affliction was attacking many of those who survived the initial blast. Newspaper photographs of victims were non-existent or censored. Life magazine would later observe for years the world knew only the physical faces of the atomic destruction. Tens of thousands of GIs occupied the two cities because of the alleged absence of residual radiation. No one was urged to take precautions. Can you believe that? No one was urged to take precautions. Our government was quite comfortable with sending our boys and girls into the fray. Then, on October 24th, a Japanese cameraman in Nagasaki was ordered to stop filming, by an American military policeman. His film and then the rest of the 26,000 feet of the Nippon Isshama footage was confiscated by General Headquarters. Another order soon arrived banning all further filming. It was at this point Lieutenant Daniel McGovern took charge. You're going to hear more about this cover-up when we come back, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one smothers light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new Canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Tripoli. Word out of Mauritania that army troops took control of the national radio and television station early today while the president of the country was visiting Saudi Arabia. Heavily armed soldiers are patrolling the streets of the capital city of Nouakchott. Mauritania is located on the northwest edge of Africa and is headed by President Mayo Taya, who has been in power since 1984. He's managed to survive several coup attempts, which have resulted in ruthless crackdowns on those that opposed him. So far, there's no word of any gunfire or bloodshed, and it is not clear if this is an actual coup attempt. And Dateline Berlin. German authorities say charges are likely to be filed against a woman who is believed to have killed 9 babies she gave birth to over a 10-year period. She was arrested over the weekend after authorities found the tiny bodies hidden in flower pots and a fish tank in a town near the Polish border. Investigators say the woman has admitted the children were hers, but she says she was too drunk to remember even giving birth to them or killing them. Her motive for the killings is still unknown, but she did say she and her husband were having marital problems. She split from her husband and has had another child with a new partner. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
It takes a village to raise a child. That African proverb has special meaning to Hope for the Nations. In locations in 20 countries worldwide, Hope for the Nations combines education, micro-enterprise, agriculture, healthcare, and housing under one roof. These villages bring together the young and the old, the healthy and the sick, singles, families, and the widowed, the weak and the strong, united to build buildings, build families, build resources, build community. It takes you and your support to help Hope for the Nations raise these villages. For more information, go online, visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
Remember when the president came to Madison County earlier this year and said the judicial hellhole there was causing doctors to leave? Well, a new analysis of the 15 major medical malpractice insurance companies shows that in 2004, the leading insurers took in 3 times as much in premiums as they paid out in claims. Is somebody lying? Wednesday morning at 8, Joanne Doroshow, executive director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, talks about how doctors are being ganked by the insurance companies, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I wonder why I even try.
I'm invisible.
Oh, Luther, miss ya. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free, long-distance me, let's do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Next hour, of course, is St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We have much to talk about. Much to talk about. We've been talking about the cover-up in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. What our government did 60 years ago. Ask yourself the question, what do they shield us from? What do they keep from our eyes? They say that we can't handle the truth. When the reality is that, oh, we can handle the truth. We'll want to handle you after we know the truth. That's what the problem is. They kept this film. They went to extraordinary lengths. I don't think that many Americans really, really understand the occupation that took place in Japan after the bombs were dropped. We rewrote their constitution and said they couldn't have a standing army. We did that. That's some stuff. Now, all of you people out there that were around or we were at war. Okay. You won. You know? You killed 70,000 other people in 2 days, 3 days. But you kept the film. Now, if we won, and we're proud of our winning, why just steal all the film? Because there is a love affair in the United States military. An intense love affair with weapons and destruction. They loved what the nuclear bomb did. They loved it. But they knew that if Americans saw what a bomb like this would do, we wouldn't love it. We would say, H-E double toothpicks, no. No, you can't do, no. No! The United States government for 60 years, just think about it, no pictures of the hole in the ground? No pictures of what the buildings look like? No pictures what the neighborhood looked like? No pictures of what the people look like? No, it wasn't like the bomb was dropped in the Stone Age where cameras didn't exist. They had color film back then, too. Why? Because if the American people were able to fully judge for themselves the impact, the cost, the waste, the sin, the crime of a weapon of this much power, we would have never stood still and let a single, singular moment go by with this government pursuing more bombs. Heck, you know what? If American people saw what a daisy cutter bomb does in Iraq, we would be sinned, we would be shamed beyond belief. If we saw what a single, one of these incredible bombs that they drop on our babies, that contain bomblets in them, little yellow bomblets that flutter to the ground like, as I said in one of my columns, little yellow chiclets falling from the sky. If American people knew the devastation, and shame on those of us that ain't trying to know. If American people, because there was a film The Original Child Bomb that kind of showed what the devastation was at Nagasaki, at Hiroshima. It would have changed Americans' attitude about the bomb. We were isolated, kept from that. I don't think that people would have been celebrating the big war the way that they had if they had seen the cost that was expended to get us to that win. We would be shamed. We would be shamed. Our military and our government knew it, and that's why they kept us from us for 60 years. We would be shamed and not enthusiastic about weaponry. We didn't get photographs. We didn't get newspaper reports on radiation effects. We didn't get information about the decision to drop the bomb. There was even an attempt for a Hollywood movie on it, and our government said no to all of that because they knew we'd change our minds. So why do you think they're keeping Robert's papers from us? Because they know we would change our mind. And for those of you that are in the sports mentality about government participation, our team is winning at all cost. This ain't no dang game. This ain't no game. And shame on you for acting like it is. And if this were a game, I guess y'all believe that cheating in baseball's okay. Cheating in football's okay, because that's what they're doing to win. They're cheating to win. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
You're talking about cover-ups. There is a big cover-up going on in Iraq. And I heard this, it was like in the wee hours of the morning, that when the United States of America bombed Fallujah, that when they carried out this evacuation, the so-called evacuation of some of the people, it was reported that men and boys 15 years and older, and men up to around the age of 50 or 60, were not allowed to leave. They tried to leave, and they were forced back into Fallujah before they bombed it. So that's a cover-up.
Sick and twisted. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. Want to give you a directive. Your homework assignment is get to the LizBrown.com website for as an accompaniment, as an addition to the next hour of St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We have photographs there of the school, of a school, where our babies were made to clean up the rooms despite the unearned millions that were putting into the pockets and of these custodial companies, and despite the fact that we've let go our custodians. Check out LizBrown.com. Check out the photographs. Check out the blog. Check out the award that Craig Williams won as well. It's all good. We'll be back after the news with St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. A stunning loss in western Iraq this morning. More than a dozen Marines from the same division that suffered a loss of seven Marines on Monday. ABC's Miguel Marquez reports from Baghdad.
14 Marines and their civilian interpreter killed in western Iraq, south of Haditha, as they were in an amphibious assault vehicle. There are a lot of lakes around there. It was hit by an improvised explosive device, says the military, during combat operations about a mile south of Haditha.
21 Marines have died in the area since Monday. In about 10 minutes or so, astronaut Steve Robinson will begin a repair job like NASA has never seen before. He'll try to remove a piece of ceramic cloth that's protruding from under the shuttle's thermal tiles. Robinson is strapped onto the robotic arm of the space station and is being positioned along Discovery's belly. ABC's Ned Potter with more.
He can take a pair of forceps, maybe get a better grip that way. If that doesn't work, he can take a hacksaw that they've bent so that he can get under there without doing any harm and try to saw each one of them off if needed, and he even has a pair of scissors if needed in a pocket of his suit.
ABC News has learned NASA is considering whether to add a fourth spacewalk to this shuttle mission. Aviation investigators are gathering at the International Airport in Toronto, where an Air France jetliner landed in a thunderstorm yesterday afternoon, slid off the runway, and broke apart in flames. Yasmin Ladak was a passenger.
I just kind of yelled at people to just leave their things and just to move forward and try to get off the plane as soon as possible, because I was completely panicked that the plane might explode.
309 passengers and crew aboard, and nobody was killed. Crude oil is trading over $62 a barrel this morning, in part because of a busier-than-expected storm season in the Gulf of Mexico. The Dow Industrials opened this morning at 10,699, following yesterday's 61-point gain. This is ABC News.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-993-1128. 1-800-993-1128. That's 1-800-993-1128.
Rafael Palmeiro is now on the cutting room floor after his segment was dropped from an upcoming Major League documentary.
Filmmaker Dan Flores wrapped up his documentary about great Latino baseball players on Friday. When the news broke that Rafael Palmeiro had tested positive for steroids, Flores decided to cut Palmeiro out of his movie.
I just can't have him in the film. He's a fraud.
Flores had used Palmeiro's 3,000th hit to set up a discussion about the legendary Roberto Clemente.
It was offensive to me, actually, to put them in the same breath right now.
Flores's film Viva Baseball will air on Spike TV in September. David Blaustein, ABC News, New York.
Haven't caught Barry Manilow's act yet at the Las Vegas Hilton? You now have plenty of time. The hotel casino has added 150 more shows to his engagement, which means Barry will keep performing Manilow, Music, and Passion until 2007. Tickets for the new shows range from $85 to $225. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, it's back to the drawing board for a controversial redevelopment effort in Maplewood. At an emergency meeting last night, the City Council voted unanimously to withdraw all requests for proposals for the 7400 block of Manchester. Also last night, the City Council heard the first and second readings of an ordinance restricting the use of eminent domain. That sets the stage for a final vote on the ordinance at next week's regular meeting. Officials in several area fire protection districts are waking up to disappointing election results this morning. Voters in the West Overland, Mid-County, Metro West, and Spanish Lake Fire Protection Districts rejected tax levies in yesterday's municipal elections. Pentonville Fire Protection District voters rejected a bond issue. In Jennings, voters approved a sales tax increase. Florissant voters elected Keith Shildroth as their new 5th Ward Councilman. Election officials say turnout was light across the board. The financial forecast for the Show Me State looks promising, according to July's General Revenue Report. Commissioner of Administration Mike Keithley announced yesterday that general revenue collections have increased by nearly 3% this fiscal year compared to last fiscal year.
We're certainly seeing an improving economy, notwithstanding the effects of oil prices and their impact upon gasoline, which is kind of the one dark cloud out there, but otherwise nationally macroeconomic trends are improving, and we're seeing that carried through in Missouri as well.
July's report shows over $430 million in revenue collections for this fiscal year to date, compared to a little over $418 million for the same period last year. Finally this hour, Matt Morris and Josh Beckett are the scheduled starters tonight as the Cardinals and Marlins play the third of a four-game series. Morris is looking for win number 12. He is 11-4 with a 3.60 ERA. He has lost his last two starts in three of his last four. Beckett is 10-6 on the year with an ERA of 3.39. He has won his last two starts, beating San Francisco and Washington. First pitch is 7:10. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 1-800-2-DONATE or visit taxdeduction.com. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by DirecTV. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and Blanchett Bridge, road construction in the right lane is closed as the cruiser in the final stage of the major bridge work there. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road, look for that to be closed, as the cleanup from Monday's derailment is still ongoing. There is a backup at Imperial Main. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and Holly Hills, no problems there. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Watson, everything's moving steady. Eastbound 40 at Mason, look for heavy volume this hour. Northbound 270 is bumper to bumper on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from Graham Hanley to I-170 is slow at this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slow volume there as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 55-70 split from 3rd Street onto the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at 55-70 split, you can expect normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the PSB, those approaches are looking good at this hour. Southbound 367 at St. Cyr, there's a report of an accident. The right lane is blocked involving a vehicle that struck a tree. And Black Creek Road at Miller Road East is closed due to Monday's train derailment. They're still cleaning up in that area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by DirecTV. Attention cable subscribers, right now DirecTV is offering a free digital video recorder. After a $100 mail-in rebate, watch your favorite shows whenever you'd like. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and ask how to get your free DirecTV DVR. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Mostly hot today and sunny with a high in the upper 90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Thursday, hot, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, the high in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach 102 by early afternoon. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low in the lower 70s. The heat index will still remain right at around 101 by early in the evening. And on Friday, not quite as warm, sunny, 30% chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 4-546-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, today is Wednesday, and that means it's St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My guest host this morning, as always, is Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about. And we also have in the studio with us a parent from the St. Louis Public Schools to talk about the what's going on in the St. Louis Public Schools from another parent's eyes, because Peter is also a parent in the St. Louis of the children in the St. Louis Public Schools. And before I get to our other parent, I want to tell you all, I want to direct you all to get to the website, get to lizbrown.com. Your assignment this morning is to look at the website, go to, we don't have a blog, we have a blogitude, and I want you to go to blogitude STL, punch the beautiful little purple button there, and get to the site, because you will see photographs
of what Miss Shanta Crutter is going to be describing this morning so that you can see with your own eyes some of the things, just a tip of the iceberg of the crimes that are being committed by this school district, the crimes that are being committed by Sodexo, the crimes that are being committed on our children every single day. You need to get to the website and look at these pictures so that you can understand how much danger our children are in and how much danger this district is in. And Peter, I want to start with you, and then I want to get to you, Ms. Crutter. Take us back, if you will. I want to talk about this contract with Sodexo. I want to talk about how foul it is and how much our school district has suffered as a result of Sodexo.
Okay, the contract with Sodexo goes back to the year for Birdie. Mm-hmm. It was issued in November 2003. Mm-hmm. Sodexo took over all of the buildings and grounds maintenance of St. Louis Public Schools. Mm-hmm. When they did that, the custodians then, on the first contract, the custodians remained employees of St. Louis Public Schools. Mm-hmm. But when Sodexo took over, they cut, I think it was 70, 80 custodians out. Mm-hmm. And they changed schedules. They started cutting back on supplies for cleaning. Because of the cuts in custodians, you had things like Sodexo informing schools, well, you know, teachers have to clean their own classrooms now. We don't mm-hmm. have enough custodians to do it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You've had, and since then, there's...
Give me again, I want to underscore the millions of dollars that Sodexo is being paid, and we're having minimally teachers cleaning classrooms.
Yeah, the initial contract was $55 million mm-hmm. for 5 years. Mm-hmm. All right? Within 6 months, they had amended that contract three times.
Down or up?
Well, one amendment added another $4 million to the contract. Another amendment said that Sodexo didn't have to post any bond to guarantee that they do a good job. You know, most of these contracts, you have a contract to do something, you say, all right, you got to put up a bond of 10% or something. So if you screw up the job, that bond goes then to whoever's employing you to, mm-hmm. to pay to redo the work. And the school district said, well, we don't need that. You know, they're doing a good job. We know they're going to do a good job. We don't need them to place a bond. So that was another amendment. I forgot the third right now, but it was also an increase in the amount Sodexo was getting.
So roughly how many millions of our dollars are they getting?
Well, and then just this past July, it was amended again. They now employ the custodians, and I think the number I've seen is that the value of the contract has gone up to $22 million a year.
And what I've heard recently, which is very, very, very troubling, but kind of consistent with how things go in this district, it's my understanding that Sodexo is now, it's gotten so good to them, and they love the money that they get for not having to do any work, that they are now beginning the process of trying to get in on deciding who school board members are, that they're huddling with community members and trying to put in the fix for the next school board race, because they want to be able to keep this money, keep this ill-gotten gains. Is that what they call it? Ms. Crutter, let's go to you. Your name is Shanta Crutter.
Correct.
Good morning. How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
And you are a parent?
Yes.
And what school do your children go to?
Columbia Elementary.
Columbia Elementary. And Shanta, you've been hearing, you heard Peter just describe a few minutes ago how much money that Sodexo gets. When you hear how much money Sodexo gets and you think about what your children's school looks like in terms of the physical, the facility, what does that make you think? How does that make you feel when you hear that all of the millions of dollars they're getting?
I feel like I'm a mother and you should pay me that, because I clean on a regular basis for free. I got kids that run around the house and just throw things around just to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And I have to pick it up, and I don't get paid millions of dollars for it. My job should pay me millions of dollars.
So when you go to the schools, what do the schools look like?
It's horrific. It's horrific. It's, how can I describe it? Our teachers are hired and set responsibly from a parent's aspect to educate our children. Not for our children to come to school and teachers go, you didn't clean that good enough, dear. You need to wipe that tighter. No.
And that's what they're telling the kids.
Basically, that's basically what's being said. Because if you don't have the proper amount of custodial outreach to help clean a school, say a child gets sick and throw up all over the floor, mm-hmm. who are we to call? The teacher is supposed to get paper towels and clean it up.
Well, what do the teachers say when you say, well, what about the custodians? Surely there's a custodian in the building.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
But they only get paid for a certain amount of hours.
So they're only there for a few hours, but the kids are there for all day.
How about in the middle of the summertime, instead of eating lunch and breakfast in the lunchroom where you should, you eating in your classroom?
Because
lack of custodian.
Because they're not cleaning the kitchen.
Right.
Talk to us about some of the things that you have seen, some of the things that you've seen the children have to do.
I've seen the children have to up their recess.
Get rid of their recess.
Children are children. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about this elementary school, we're talking about what grade through what grade?
Pre-K. Through five.
So these are babies.
Right.
These are babies.
These are not middle-aged adolescents where you can go, you heard me, now you're grounded for 2 weeks because mm-hmm. you didn't do what I asked you to do. These are ones that go, I want my mommy to stay with me. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have been home for the first 5 years of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to school and learning rules and regulations is new to them. It's exciting to them, but it's new to them.
And they're not sent to school to learn how to clean a school.
No. No. I can teach my children how to clean very well at home.
And you pay your tax money for the school to be cleaned by the
custodian. And that's the truth. But I don't understand how it is that we pay our taxes. They say it's our schools. But as soon as we open our mouth, we'll have to look into that. Move on. No.
Well, tell us again about, let's get back to the things that you have seen the children have to do with your own eyes.
Okay. For instance, if children get in trouble for doing certain things, let's rank a severity.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1 to 4 is not so severe, and from 5 to 7 is medium, and then from 7 up is severe. Okay. If you instantly have a fight, you should be suspended. You should go home. You should have your parent come back, and they should sit down, and it should be worked out. Instead of being suspended, or instead of being sent to detention, like you should have, with these millions of dollars that we're giving away, there could be another room that can be created for a detention room where kids can still come to school and be educated. Yet
time
and
out
still,
room.
Right.
A timeout.
Okay. Instead, they got to get a broom. And they got to sweep the hallways. They got to sweep the steps down. They got to move boxes.
So the punishment for fighting in school is to do what the custodians are supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
And I bet they have enough kids to clean.
I bet they do, too.
Because I bet that anytime you need a room clean, you just punish a kid and tell them that they got to clean the room.
There it is. Unless you are what the teachers and I call a favorite child.
So let's talk about this one room. Because I have some photographs on my website that were given to me from you.
Right.
Of the things that you have, a room that you saw that the kids had to clean. And again, we're talking about babies. We're talking about little ones. Describe this room, would you please, Ms. Kreder?
First and foremost, I want to let it be known that it is a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But this room looks like an attic. Your top floor of your house, the attic, after 30 years of just stacking all your kids' stuff in there, or anything that you just didn't want to get rid of, or things like that. Now, in the same token, in the middle of the room, there's a hole in the floor.
A hole in the floor. How big of a hole are we talking about?
13 by 9.
And a deep hole.
Mm-hmm.
And these are first, second, third, fourth, fifth graders?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are they supposed to do in this room?
They straighten the room, as they call it. They get the things off the floor.
But this is after school?
Mm-mm. This is during school. Don't get it. Don't think it's happening after. No, ma'am. This happens from 8:15 to 2:55 in the daytime.
They're cleaning all day long.
If need be, yes.
All day long.
Yes.
What are the teachers doing when the children? Who's supervising the children when they're cleaning?
Who's supervising the children? Some folks. Just some folks. That's all I could call them. Some folks. It's one person that supervises, which I can't speak any names, mm-hmm. but one person that supervises that's supposed to be in a classroom
but
teaching.
Exactly. I mean, so in theory, if the kids are being watched while they're cleaning,
if
the kids are being watched by their cleaning, they would have to be watched by a teacher. And if a teacher is watching children cleaning, then there are children out there that are not being taught.
Exactly.
And Peter, before we continue with this conversation about, and this is Columbia School.
Yes.
For this conversation about Columbia, Columbia isn't the only school that's going through this, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, we talked earlier in the year, a big controversy around Long Middle School with the same thing. For any infraction, kids were sent out to clean the hallway, clean the cafeteria.
Yeah.
They're missing classroom time. They aren't being taught. They're cleaning. This goes on at Columbia. Probably goes on at many other schools.
And so the children are cleaning the classrooms. There's also something that was given to me that I put up on my website. There's a note from a parent, and the note suggests that the Columbia School was marking children present even though they weren't in school, and the parents were told to make sure that they let the school know that the kids weren't going to be there so that they could mark them present. Are you aware of this practice?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening?
Yes, all the time.
And why is that happening?
Because the administration needs to receive what they're supposed to receive. In other words, the storage room that I'm describing is a room that is to keep the things that downtown sends us, like paper, pencils, glue, books. Okay?
So they're cleaning the books, not reading the books.
Pretty much. The book's still in boxes, honey. They have not been unpacked. It's been told to us that there is not enough books to go around. So the $15 to $20 to $30 to $40 we spending on book bags, we bring it home. Sheet of paper. I'm supposed to educate my child or help my child's teacher educate my child off of a sheet of paper. When I went to school, book bags got ripped up on a regular. Within 6 months, it was a hole in a book bag.
Because of all of the books.
Because all of the books. Because all of the notebooks. Now, you don't have to worry about it. You can use your book bag at least twice in a year.
So there are books in boxes that are not being used.
100%.
And when you talk to other parents about the things that they are experiencing at Columbia School, are they going through the same types of things?
Yes.
Or worse?
Yes, 100%. And due to that fact where they get met with, well, if you call downtown, nothing's going to happen.
And let's talk about that for a second, because you went to the school board meeting and you told the school board about this.
I sure did.
Okay. And you gave them some pictures.
I sure did.
And you told them about something else that was happening at the school. We had the babies that don't get taught out of the books. We had the books that sit waiting in the room. We had the kids that are cleaning instead of being taught. We have teachers that are supervising and not teaching, but the kids still have to take the MAP test. So how does a Columbia student get a good grade on a MAP test? How do they do that? Because Columbia has done okay, haven't they? Peter, has Columbia done okay in the stats as far as MAP scores are concerned? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Well, how do they do okay, Ms. Kreder?
The teachers. Not the teachers. Not the teachers. Don't get administration. administration. You have what you call children that are LD, which is a learning disability, or attention deficit, which is ADD, or attention hypertension disorder, which is ADHD, mm-hmm. or ODD children, which is oppositional defiant disorder. Those children are required, which are what we call special ed children, our lovely children. They require proxies. Mm-hmm. A proxy is supposed to come in, read to the children what the book says in front of them, and then the children are to pick an answer. Instead of that happening, administration lets certain kids take the test, and the rest of the kids, they fill in the answers for them.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I am here with Shanta Kreder, a parent of children in Columbia School, and, of course, my co-host, as every Wednesday morning, Peter Downs. Check out the website if you want to see the rooms that our babies are having to clean. Get to LizBrown.com. Go to not a blog. We don't have a blog. We have a blogitude. Go to blogitude, STL. Look at the pictures. Look at the notes. Look at what's happening to our public schools and what our babies have to do. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and the Blanchette Bridge. Major road construction, right lanes closed as crews finalize the bridge maintenance operation going on. There is no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and 44. No problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from the Chrysler plant all the way into Sappington. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center to Mason. Look for slow volume there. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for slow volume as well. Westbound 270 from Grandma Hanley all the way into 170. You can expect slow traffic in the right lane at this hour. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55. Nothing to report. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Slow volume there. As well, eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for a very heavy volume this morning. Eastbound 40 between Laclede Station and Big Bend, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Laclede Station and Hanley, look for a very slow traffic as well. Westbound 55 split from the 3rd Street on ramps to the PSB, stop and go traffic this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, look for no problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Laclede's Landing on in looks pretty good this hour. And northbound Route 3 onto the PSB, no problems there. Black Creek Road at Miller Road is closed due to Monday's train derailment. Southbound 367 to St. Cyr Road, look for an accident. The right lane is blocked involving a vehicle that has struck a tree. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE. Donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. That's 1-800, the number 2, DONATE. Or you can visit taxdeduction.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Today, hot, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Thursday, hot, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 102 by the afternoon. Thursday evening, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, low in the lower 70s. But the heat index should range around 100 to 101 by the early evening hours. Friday, not quite as warm, partly sunny skies with a 30% chance of showers, high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 79 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 78, both under clear, sunny skies with haze. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We'll have more on your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Thursday, August 21st, 2003. The silence was shattered a few moments later by the sound of bullets in the distance. It was just loud enough to get your attention, but too far away to be the source of any real anxiety. E, how far do you think that is?
Me, I don't know, about a kilometer?
Yeah, about.
Not American bullets.
No, it's probably from a Kalashnikov.
You're getting good at this.
No, I'm getting great at it. I can tell you if it's them or us. I can tell you how far away it is. I can tell you if it's a pistol or machine gun, tank or armored vehicle, Apache or Chinook. I can determine the distance and maybe even the target. That's my new talent. It's something I've gotten so good at, I frighten myself. What's worse is that almost everyone seemed to have acquired this new talent, young and old. And it's not something that anyone will appreciate on a resume.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip, stop at Sears first, and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Remember when the president came to Madison County earlier this year and said the judicial hellhole there was causing doctors to leave? Well, a new analysis of the 15 major medical malpractice insurance companies shows that in 2004, the leading insurers took in three times as much in premiums as they paid out in claims. Is somebody lying? Wednesday morning at 8, Joanne Doroshow, executive director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, talks about how doctors are being ganked by the insurance companies, exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Informative. Educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, and we are here with the Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs and a parent of children in Columbia School, Shanta Kretter. Peter, I'd like to go to you for a second. We have some other extraordinary issues that are going on in the public schools. Talk to us about curriculum.
Well, there's some big changes in the curriculum at the high school level. And I heard from high school counselors who are busy now changing all the schedules that kids had arranged before they left, you know, May last year, June, they're setting their schedules for this, for the coming year. Now they got to change them. The district has decided to eliminate a bunch of classes. I say a bunch, veil like that, because I don't know how many. When I talked to the district spokesman, he didn't know how many. He just said there's a long list of classes that they've cut out of the high school curriculum. I'd call it, because I had heard career English was one. He says, well, that's only one. There's a whole long list of classes we've cut.
Career English is being cut out of the curriculum.
Yes.
Career English. What else?
In some schools, they are cutting out vocational technology and family and consumer sciences. I couldn't tell you what else is being cut, only that there are several classes being cut.
And with regard to our accreditation, this stuff impacts on our accreditation, doesn't it?
I'm not sure how much it does. Mm-hmm. It well might. It's hard to say without knowing what all the classes are that are being cut.
But there are classes that are required in order to keep your accreditation. You can't cut out. High schools are supposed to have a certain amount of credit or classes available to them in order to be an accredited high school.
Right. There's, like so many things from the state, there are minimum requirements, and then there's what the state calls desired requirements. Right. The last month, the Desegregation Monitoring Task Force.
What did you call them? The
See No Evil, Hear No Evil Task Force, yes. They issued a report last month, and they're always a year and a half behind, so it's on the 2003-2004 school year. But they praised the course offerings in St. Louis Public Schools up to a point. They said that a varied selection of courses provides students the opportunity to choose courses that are of interest to them as well as are required for acceptance in the post-secondary institutions while allowing them to be responsible for their own learning. Right? So they praised that, but then also said, but even with this variety, and it was nearly 500 courses offered throughout St. Louis Public Schools, said most schools still do not meet the state desired standards for course selection. So they urge the school, there's the school board, to increase course offerings to meet the desired standards in language arts, foreign languages, social studies, math, science, health, and vocational education.
So they cut vocational education and cut English. They cut English. Ah, well, and I guess one of the ways that we can evaluate the impact of the decision-making that's going on in St. Louis Public Schools, let's look at the numbers of the people that want to come back to the St. Louis Public Schools. How are we doing?
Well, we won't know for sure until probably September, actually. But the school board is they have a projection for what enrollment is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it for high school, right? But for middle school, they're projecting that they're going to lose over 1,000, almost 1,100 students. They had 814 last year, and they're projecting they'll have. I'm sorry, they had 8,414 last year, and they're projecting they'll have 7,316 this year.
Now, these are their own numbers?
These numbers come out of the downtown.
Now, what did downtown say when you asked them about these numbers?
Well, part of it, I said part of the decrease in middle school is shifting kids into the elementary schools.
Wait a minute. They're shifting middle kids to the elementary schools?
Yeah, they have 15 elementary schools that are supposed to have sixth grade this year. Instead of just going kindergarten through fifth grade, 15 of those schools are supposed to add a sixth grade.
I thought that was something that public was going to. In fact, I went to one of the meetings where Craig Williams came in late.
And he came in laughing about, oh, the teachers tell us that we don't have enough room for our kids, but I've seen some closets back there, And he said that this decision has not been made. We're going to have lots of public opportunity for people to come in and talk about this. We're going to have some more public hearings. They said that, no, nothing's going to happen this year. No, it's not going to happen this year. And looky, looky.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Well, according to this report, you have 15 elementary schools through the sixth grade, and two of them that will go up through seventh grade.
They lied.
Now, the spokesman for the school district, he said, oh, this report's not accurate. Williams has said many times, we aren't starting that this year. But I've talked to a couple principals that the schools noted in this report, and they said, oh, yeah, they've had several. They've been told several times, prepare for sixth grade this year.
My school is one of them.
Columbia is one of them.
Yes.
So the person that is the spokesperson has said, Craig, C-R-E-G Williams, has said, oh, no, we're not doing it this year. And we are. So either Craig is completely dishonest or completely out of control or completely out of the loop. I mean, those are the only two choices. If you didn't know and this is happening, that means that you don't know what's going on in your own district. And I'm not inclined to believe he doesn't know about that. And I'm not asking for a comment on that. But these are the numbers. These are the numbers that you got from. These are their numbers.
Yes.
Right, Peter?
Yeah. And it's that even with 17 schools kind of adding, say, 17 elementary schools adding sixth grade, adding seventh grade, they're still projecting a decline in elementary school enrollment.
People are leaving the district.
So, yeah, they're going to have fewer people.
They're leaving the district.
That's because we fed up.
That's right. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. I want to talk to you some more, Shanta, about Columbia School, about this board's response to you, about other concerns that you have and things that you have seen. This is Liz Brown, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You need to get to the website. You need to get to the website and check out the pictures of what our children are supposed to be cleaning up in Columbia School, despite the fact that Sodexo gets unearned $10 million, $10 million after $10 million. My name is Liz Brown. Get to the website, lizbrown.com. I'll be back.
Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the can't sweat it, no, I got to get it, I'm the
school, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Akbar Electric, Commercial Industrial Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Moscow. ABC Television has run afoul of the Russian government. The foreign ministry says permission for the network to continue operating in Russia has been denied because it broadcast an interview with a notorious Chechen warlord last week on Nightline. A ministry statement says ABC is now considered undesirable by all Russian state agencies because the broadcast was pure propaganda that supported terrorism and included calls for violence against Russian citizens. And Dateline Detroit. Rapper Eminem has lost his lucrative advertising deal with Ford Motor Company because of the lyrics in his latest song. Ford was eager to partner with the rapper because he wanted to use one of their new cars in the video for his latest single, which is called Ass Like That. Ford was hoping that the promotion would boost sales with younger drivers, but when they heard the lyrics of the song, they decided they did not want anything to do with the project. The chorus line says, and we quote, "I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you move it, you make my pee-pee go doing, doing, doing." Ford was trying to be progressive, but did not want to run afoul of a right-wing lobbyist group called the American Family Association, who had already called for a boycott of Ford after it said it was going to donate $1,000 to a gay and lesbian rights group called GLAAD if customers buying a Jaguar or Land Rover requested it. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Your civil liberties are going down the drain. A new report by the Justice at Stake campaign examines how courts are no longer able to guarantee a loss of civil liberties in the name of national security. If you thought the Patriot Act was bad, just wait till you hear the ramifications of Patriot Act 2. And hear them you will Wednesday morning at 9 with Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign, on the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Did you know that you can have the leaf blocker gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and never clean your gutters again? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, leaf blocker installs over your existing gutters. If your gutters are damaged and need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and start enjoying yourself this fall. The leaf blocker system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate and save 15% during their preseason sale. From Missouri or Illinois, call 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis' oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
Remember when the president came to Madison County earlier this year and said the judicial hellhole there was causing doctors to leave? Well, a new analysis of the 15 major medical malpractice insurance companies shows that in 2004, the leading insurers took in three times as much in premiums as they paid out in claims. Is somebody lying? Wednesday morning at 8, Joanne Doroshow, Executive Director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, talks about how doctors are being ganked by the insurance companies. Exclusively on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell low. Grandma's hand.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs, and our guest this morning is parent Shanta Kreder. Shanta, I'd like to come back to you to talk about let's talk about what we were just finishing talking about with Peter about your school, and now your school is going to have more children in it. Talk to us about that and how you found out about it.
I was told by administration.
Okay. Last year, what were you told about whether or not the school was going to be bigger or not, have a seventh grade in it or sixth grade in it?
What I was told was it was a possibility that they would increase a grade level over the next 3 to 4 years until they got up to like eighth grade.
And what have you been told this year?
Oh, we gonna have sixth grade this year. So our fifth graders that felt like, yes, we've done it. We're leaving. We're going to middle school. They coming back.
And in terms of the crowding and the class size?
Class sizes are typically supposed to be 18 to 22 children to a person. Mm-hmm. Class sizes, I know for a fact, are 25 to 30 kids in a classroom.
Already. Where are they going to put sixth graders?
Right. What room we got? We don't have room to make a detention room, so how you going to make a sixth grade classroom? Because you have parents being told, we barely got room to do this. We barely got room. So I guess we're going to make the gym out of a classroom. That's what we're going to do.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about whether or not the school has contacted you about the cheating going on the MAP test, or the concerns that you have, or the concerns that you have about what's going on in the MAP test. Has this district contacted you?
Yes.
Who is the person that contacted you?
Dr. Mock.
Okay. Now,
Dr. Mock is someone that has evaluated your school before, is that correct?
Correct.
What has Dr. Mock said about the way that Columbia School has been being run?
It's excellent.
And it's excellent in terms of what? Is there like a report that she put out or something like that, or is it just the evaluation?
Just the evaluation.
And she has said that the school that kids are cleaning up storage rooms, the schools where kids are in danger of falling into holes, elementary school kids only have one recess, the school where the classroom sizes are 30.
One recess? That's giving them too much, baby. They don't get recess.
They don't get recess at all?
No, ma'am. No.
Mm-mm. Excuse me?
No. Parents, listen to what I'm saying. No recess.
The children at Columbia, grade school kids, don't get recess?
No, we don't have double dutch. We don't have black backflips. No.
We talked a few minutes ago about what should be done. What do you think should be done? What do you think parents should do, Shonda?
I think the old school should be invoked, and us as parents need to go downtown and take a couple of the board members and bend them over our knee and beat the mess out of them. But, okay, that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what needs to actually happen is parents. I don't care. From grandparents to great-grandparents to mama to daddy, whoever you may be, parents needs to stand outside of school and say, no more. You volunteer too much. No more. It's got to stop. It's time for it to stop. It is hurting our children, ladies and gentlemen. Our children come home every day with a story to tell. How many of us are listening? They're not telling you, today my teacher taught us how to bubble up something or create yeast or something like that, or could tell you what compound is more heavier than the other. They coming home going, mama, today my teacher told me I'm getting on her nerve and I need to go home with you and this, that, and the other because you don't train me right and all this and the other, or I'm being picked on and this keeps going on over and over and over. It's the same story over and over and over again. Same story, different faces, as my grandmother used to say.
And in terms of the person that will take a, because the school district has told you that, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this now, right?
Yes, they did.
But they're sending the person to, who are they sending to get to the bottom of this?
Dr. Mock.
The one that already said that your school was what?
Immaculate. Oh, yes, I get to have a sit down with her.
And Peter, what do you think as you're listening to the things that Shonda Kreder is saying? Are these things that you've heard before, types of things?
Yes. Yes, they are. And it's just amazing to keep hearing them again and again, and that changes haven't been made. I think we need more parents like Shonda Kreder who will come out and speak openly. There is, from teachers and parents, and Shanta and I are coming to say, there's a lot of fear. A lot of fear that somehow the children are going to be punished for what their parents say.
And that's the truth. But
everybody's being punished.
But everybody's being punished now. Because if my child is not well educated enough to go out and get a job, to read their name, write their name, or count money, then what do you call this?
I have a letter in front of me, a petition that has been sent out from the teachers back in April of 2005, the teachers at Long Middle School. And they were talking about the leadership of the principal at Long Middle School, Mrs. Blue. And one of the things that they've talked about, and this has happened in Pierre, Laclede School, that the schools have plummeted in terms of the evaluations and in terms of their rankings based upon the decisions of who's going to principal those schools.
Right.
The Laclede School is no longer a blue ribbon school and will not be a blue ribbon school. And according to this petition that was sent to the administration under the leadership of Mrs. Alva Blue, Long Middle School has declined to 17th place, and it was ranked the second highest among the middle schools, and now it has declined to 17th place. These are the types of things that we see happening in our schools.
That is the truth. And do you know, I'm proud of those teachers.
Yep.
proud of those teachers. And let me take one quick call here. Dorothy, quickly, please. Dorothy.
Yes, good morning.
Quickly, please.
Yes. Good morning. I'm Dorothy Johnson, employee of the St. Mother Hilliard Davis Comprehensive Health Center. Today, August 3rd, is our 35th year there at the health center.
Okay, gotta go. I want to thank you very much, Peter, for joining us, of course, on, since it's Wednesday, St. Louis Public Schools Day. And Shanta Kreder, I just know we're going to be talking some more. I want to congratulate you on your courage.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back in the next hour. Please get to the website if you want to take a look at the pictures, lizbrown.com. I'll be back.
The progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. Mission accomplished miles above Earth. Discovery crew member Steve Robinson has pulled out both pieces of gap filler material that had been poking out from between Space Shuttle Discovery's heat-resistant tiles. This is how he described it when he got the first piece out.
I am grasping it, and I'm pulling. It's coming out very easily. Beautiful.
Steve Robinson and Suichi Noguchi began the spacewalk a little more than 4 hours ago. The Marines suffered a stunning loss today, the second in a week of attacks that have claimed the lives of at least 21 Leathernecks.
The latest include 14 Marines plus a civilian interpreter from Regimental Combat Team 2 of the 2nd Marine Division. The U.S. command says they were killed when their vehicle struck an explosive device south of Haditha.
ABC's Jim Hickey reporting. The chairman of Air France promises the airline will be totally accessible in the investigation into yesterday afternoon's dramatic and fiery crash. A plane coming in from Paris landed in Toronto but skidded off the runway and broke apart in flames. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from Toronto.
The headline splashed across one of Canada's national newspapers says, "The Great Escape." Another paper's front page says, "Miracle on AF-358. There will be what a Canadian transport official calls an exhaustive investigation. But for now, people here still can't get over that all 309 people aboard survived.
About 40 people reporting bumps and bruises, but that's about all. In Detroit this morning... Well, it's not exactly true. Motown legend Martha Reeves of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas ran and made the cut in yesterday's voting. She's one of 18 candidates for the city council in Detroit. She'll be in the November election.
Into my heart you please.
This is ABC News.
When Jessica's mom bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, Jessica was the first to notice.
My mom has a lot more free time these days. She used to make only a couple of my soccer games, but now she comes to every single one, even the away games, and for pizza afterward. My friends think she's pretty cool, but my boyfriend is still on the fence.
Is your mom going to sit next to us during the whole movie?
Next month, my mom's chaperoning my senior prom. I can't wait.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
A website exclusively for the creme de la creme. ABC's Karen Chase tells us about it.
Ugly people need not apply for membership at beautifulpeople.net, where you can't even become a member unless other members like your picture and your profile.
We believe beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and when you put a profile up on Beautiful People, you're being beholden by many, many people.
Website founder Robert Hintze says they're not trashing anyone.
We don't define what beauty is. It gives an accurate representation of what society's ideal of beauty is.
And he says beauty is more than just skin deep, since a cool job or an attractive income could make you more beautiful to other members.
You are so beautiful.
Karen Chase, ABC News.
Governor
Department weather forecasters warn the rest of the Atlantic hurricane season will be a lot worse than they originally thought. There could be as many as 21 tropical storms and 11 hurricanes, several of them major. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Panther Brian Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, a Belleville woman is charged with first-degree murder in connection with the death of her former husband. 65-year-old Joanne Gotch remained in police custody last night at a hospital, where she was taken for an apparent drug overdose after the discovery of her ex-husband's body. Gotch is accused of fatally beating 61-year-old Jay Gotch at the home the divorced couple still shared in the 1700 block of Muskuta. When she is released from the hospital, Joanne Gotch will be held on $1 million bond. Jefferson County motorists can expect traffic delays throughout the cleanup of Monday's train derailment. Authorities say the lane closures will remain in place along northbound 55 between Imperial and Richardson to allow crews to remove wreckage from Monday's collision of two Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway trains. Captain Ralph Brown of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says motorists need to exercise caution.
I hope they've taken a photo of this in their mind and the motorists keep their eyes on the road so we don't have any crashes in that area, because that would compound the traffic problem that exists over there already with lane restrictions.
Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway officials say the cause of the derailment hasn't been determined, but the weather is being looked at as a possibility. Cleanup efforts are expected to take at least a week. This Friday starts the Missouri sales tax holiday, which gives shoppers a chance to waive the state's 4.2% sales tax on certain items. Julia Bailey, a spokesperson for Westfield Shopping Town, says the weekend will also be a boost to stores. During the holiday weekend, the state sales tax will be waived on clothing and shoes up to $100 and school supplies up to $50. The tax will also be waived on computer equipment and software up to $3,500. The sales tax holiday begins Friday and runs through Sunday. Finally this hour, the Rams are back to two-a-day practices after having yesterday afternoon off. Head coach Mike Martz has been upbeat about his team's attitude and the tempo of workouts during training camp. The club scrimmages this Saturday at Washington University and kicks off the preseason in 10 days against the Chicago Bears at the Edward Jones Dome. Despite a variety of reports, first-round draft pick Alex Barron remains unsigned. The 6'7", 320-pound offensive tackle has missed 6 days of training camp. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell it, don't trade it. Call 1-800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 1-800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 1-800-2-DONATE or visit taxdeduction.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryansmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and the Blanchett Bridge. Look for road construction. The right lane is closed as crews are finishing up on major bridge work there. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road. Look for that to be closed to continue to clean up after Monday's train derailment. There is a brief slowdown. Westbound 40 at Van Deventer. That off-ramp is reopened after an earlier flat. Westbound 40 between Big Bend, there's an injury accident. Only the right lane is getting by, and traffic jams all the way near the Science Center. Eastbound 44 at the Chrysler Plant and Merrimack. Look for no slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Big Bend. You've got slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 between Graham Hanley and 170. Look for slow traffic in the right lane approaching 270. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for slow volume there. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. It's very heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Big Bend. Look for slow traffic. There's due to them looking at accident that is going on there. Westbound 5570 at the merge from 3rd Street all the way onto the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect no problems this hour. Page at 170, there's a report of an accident, and Black Creek Road at Miller Road is closed due to Monday's train derailment. They're still cleaning that area up. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM, announcing the GM Total Value Promise. GM has lowered prices, added features, and redesigned more than 50 2006 models. So get to your GM dealer without paying more on cars and trucks you really want. It's not a promotion, it's a promise. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, hot, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 90s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Thursday, hot, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, high in the upper 90s. The highest heat index is expected to reach around 102 by the afternoon. For Thursday evening, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers, low in the lower 70s. The heat index is expected to reach around 100 by early Thursday evening. Then on Friday, not quite as warm, partly sunny with 30% chance of showers. The high should be in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 80 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 79 and sun as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end? It is time for us to use our power. We do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Oh, well. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-9468. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, we broadcast live. You can go to the WGNU website to find that at www.wgnu.net. You can also check out what's happening on my website at lizbrown.com. That's lizzbrown.com. We don't have a blog there. We have a blogitude, and two types of blogitudes, because if you don't have an attitude, you don't know what's going on. And if you just punch blogitude or blogitude STL, STL for local issues, and check out my column this week under, I run my column through Brown Eyes every week. This week, the column is entitled, They Never Got To. Check out the column at lizbrown.com through Brown Eyes. Huh. I was reflecting the other day that, the things that people use to propel them forward, the things that people use to what's the word I'm looking for, make their mark. And in America, and I find this ironic because I am a lawyer. In America, some people make their careers out of beating up on lawyers. And I find this interesting because I am a lawyer. And I find it interesting because if people really examine their lives, lawyers are the places that they go to when they get in trouble. George W. Bush wouldn't have been able to obtain an election as he did if it weren't for the hard work of lawyers, and one in particular, one that's now going to get a promotion to, Supreme Court Judge Roberts. Ronald Reagan wouldn't have been as successful in eliminating issues that pertain to affirmative action and rights for women and rights for poor people if it weren't for the concerted efforts to get rid of civil rights legislation by a lawyer that everybody on the right wants to push up to the ultimate job for a lawyer, Supreme Court Justice Roberts. Yet and still, ironically, twistedly, effectively, this administration, George W. Bush, got his start out of beating up on lawyers under the guise of tort reform. That people can't pay their medical bills because the insurance premiums are too high because lawyers. Doctors have to pay too much for their insurance premiums. Insurance premiums are too high because lawyers. And the answer is to put a brake on those pesky lawyers. Tort reform. And we need to talk about, how's that working out? How's that bad? Is that the truth? Now, there are a lot of people that have bought into it. Lawyers are at fault. Lawsuits are at fault. Not the $1 trillion, bazillion dollar, zillion dollar, infinity dollars insurance industry. We need to talk about this. We have joining us this morning from the Center for Justice and Democracy from New York, Joanne Doroshow. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great to be here.
It's good to have you. It's the lawyer's fault? Is that pesky tort reform? We just need to have more tort reform and then doctors wouldn't have to pay what they pay for their insurance premiums?
Well, no, it's not. You know, as you just mentioned, there's a tremendous attack going on the legal profession, and I think anybody that really kind of looks behind it understands where it's coming from. It's coming from big business and the insurance industry and the tobacco industry and all the companies that don't like to be held accountable in court. And so the way they're fighting back is by going after the lawyers that bring lawsuits against them that are trying to hold them accountable for all their misconduct. And certainly in the medical malpractice area, we're seeing a good example of how lawyers have become a scapegoat for a system of abuse by the insurance industry, which has been raising premiums on doctors unfairly and unnecessarily. And then when people turn around and say, why are you doing that? They go, well, don't look at us. It's those pesky lawyers and the juries and the people that have been hurt by medical malpractice. They're to blame. Now, of course, there's no evidence to support any of that.
Well, there's a report that was released by Americans for Insurance Reform called Measured Costs. Let's talk. Is that the reason why this report was done, to look into that issue and look into that question?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this was the second report in a month that's come out. The first one by your former insurance commissioner, Jay Ingoff. Both reports reaching the same conclusion that the claims against doctors have been very, very stable and steady in the last several years. Not only the claims that have been paid out, but what the insurers themselves predict they're going to have to pay out in the future. When they're forced to state this under oath, which is what one of the reports looked at, actual sworn statements by the insurance companies, you find out that that they don't even predict that their claims payments are going to be going up in the future, and yet they've raised premiums on doctors, sometimes 100% or 200% or more.
So if we could just slow down just for 1 second, Joanne, so that I can understand this. People, the insurance industry is saying under oath that they do, and this is their job, this is the thing that they do, they have actuaries that are able to predict statistically, based on what has happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future, and they're saying, we don't predict that our costs are going to go up at all, but we're going to raise somebody else's rate by 100%.
That's correct, and you know, the report that I'm talking about, what we looked into were these, what they're called the annual statements. These are things that the insurance companies themselves file under oath with state insurance departments. And nobody's really taken a look at that data before until now. And this is in a setting where the insurance company's not trying to get something. They're not trying to get a rate hike. They're not trying to cap damages. They're just simply stating their actual objective data. And lo and behold, we find that none of the rhetoric that we're hearing from them is true. The claims are not going up. What they predict in the future are not going up, and yet they have raised premiums, as you say. You know, this is skyrocketing rate.
And can we look at the other side of this too? Because insurance companies would say, we're a business and we are about making profit. And, you know, how are they doing in terms of making money? Okay, we know that claims are going to go down. Has their money been going up?
Oh, yeah, they've been making record profits. In fact, the new data coming out the first quarter of 2005 is showing unprecedented profits, even in the medical malpractice area, which has traditionally been a little less profitable than some of the other lines of insurance. Still, enormous success making money off the backs of their doctors. So they, you know, they're laughing all the way to the bank, and the legislature, such as your own legislature, is turning around and deciding to try to solve this problem by taking away the rights of injured people.
And we really need to talk about that, Joanne, and explain that to people, because the right to sue is something that's first of all fundamental to this country, and secondly, it keeps us from beating each other in the middle of the streets.
That's so true. You know, you think about what would happen if we didn't have a legal system and a real process to take care of these injuries and the wrongdoing that goes on in this country, which is, you know, there's a tremendous amount of it there's a tremendous amount of there are tremendous safety problems in hospitals. We hear all the time about statistics about, you know, 98,000 people just dying every year in hospitals due to medical errors. Somebody has to take care of those people. Sometimes we're talking about a catastrophically injured child in, who will be dependent on others for care for the rest of his or her life.
And it was somebody else's fault that this happened.
Exactly. Innocent children, somebody else's fault. Clearly, the insurance company that is covering these doctors and hospitals, it's their obligation to cover these injuries. If that's what people pay premiums for, but they don't want to pay. And so rather than pay, they're going to get state legislatures and saying, we want to cap the compensation that these children are able to get. So there's, you know, so the money basically is going out of the pockets of these families into the pockets of the insurance industry. And that is very sadly how a lot of states are approaching this problem. Meanwhile, none of this is going to do anything to help doctors with their insurance problems, because what's driving these rate hikes has nothing to do with the legal system, as all the data now is showing. It has to do with their own kind of accounting practices. It's Enron-like accounting that this industry is engaged in. And there are reforms of this industry that consumer groups like ours have been proposing for a long time, but you never really see the legislatures moving forward with these kinds of stringent reforms of the industry.
And I think that we almost have like a perfect storm here of things that are happening that help provide cover for what the insurance industry is doing. We have people beating up on lawyers. Lawyers have been beat up on for all kinds of things, and they're an easy target. We have doctors coming out and saying that their insurance rates are so high that they can't go and doctor someplace. We have a media that defines. I saw an article the other day about a child that had suffered a catastrophic, that a doctor had committed a catastrophic mistake on this child, and he's going to suffer for the rest of their lives. And the way that the paper phrased it was, family wins, you know, $250 million, like it's a lottery type of thing, as opposed to this was the wrong that was committed and this was a wrong that was adjusted as a result of this trial. But they make it sound like, you know, you're winning the lottery when you go in there, and this is far from the lottery.
Yeah, it's one of the big complaints that we have generally about how kind of the mainstream media covers this issue, because you're absolutely right. Every time they report on something like this, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to read the article to even find out what kind of egregious wrongdoing went on
mm-hmm.
that caused this injury in the first place. And, you know, if the article were about the wrongdoing and the misconduct that went on, as opposed to the money that this person, this child had, was given, then I think the public would start looking at this a little differently, because people know, I think all of your listeners realize, that there's a lot of abuse and wrongdoing out there, and that the legal system really is the last line of defense against misconduct. We know that this government certainly has done a lot to deregulate industries, and there are very few checks in place to keep corporate misconduct from continuing. Look at the drug situation with Vioxx and the FDA, how the FDA just didn't do anything about this drug being on the market, which was causing all kinds of deaths and injuries.
But they did make it more, but the same government and the same administration made it more difficult for us to get at those that are causing these horrible harms.
Right. So last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would limit compensation to victims of drug injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it under the guise of a medical malpractice bill, but what's covered in that legislation are all these cases against the pharmaceutical industry. So they're deregulating, they're putting, you know, really poor regulators in place that are beholden to industry, and then they're making it impossible, they're trying to make it impossible for average people to go to court when they've been hurt against these industries. And so we're going to be, you know, if bills like that pass, we're going to be in big trouble in this country.
And what I'd like to do, Joanne, is I'd like to take a break, and then I'd like to come back and talk about what reforms our legislatures are should be doing, should be looking at to actually make doctors' insurance rates go down, make our own insurance rates go down. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I am here talking to Joanne Doroshow, Executive Director of the Center at the Center for Justice and Democracy. She's joining us from New York, and we're talking about a major new report that shows that medical malpractice claims costs do not justify the premiums. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM. Eastbound 70 between 5th Street and the Blanchette Bridge, there's road construction. The right lanes are closed as crews put the final touches on major bridge work there. There are no delays in this 8:30 traffic. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson, the right lane is closed due to cleanup from Monday's train derailment. There's just a brief slowdown at this hour. Westbound 40 at Big Bend, there's an injury accident. Only the right lane is getting by, and traffic jams approaching Kings Highway now. Northbound 55 at Carondelet and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge is slow. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for that traffic to finally be easing this hour. Northbound 270 is slow in pockets from Gravois all the way through 44. Westbound 270 from 367 to Graham Hanley. Look for no problems to report in this hour. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Big Bend. Stop and go traffic due to a westbound accident. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB. You still have stop and go traffic in your 830 commute. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. Look for very heavy volume this hour. Northbound Route 3 onto the PSB. No problems to report there. Black Creek Road at Miller Road East is closed due to the Monday train derailment, and they are still cleaning up that area. Eastbound 30 at Gravois, look for an accident there. Northbound 9th Street at Howard Street, look for an accident as well. Also, Winthrop at Shackelford, there is closed due to a broken water main. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM, announcing the GM Total Value Promise. GM has lowered prices, added features, and redesigned over 50 2006 models. So get more without paying more on cars and trucks you really want. It's not a promotion, it's a promise. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, mostly sunny, hot, with a high in the upper 90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. Thursday, hot, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers. High in the upper 90s. The highest heat index on Thursday is expected to be around 102 by the afternoon. For Thursday evening, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower 70s. The high heat index should still remain around 101 by early in the evening. For Friday, not as warm, partly sunny skies with 30% chance of showers. The high should be in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny, hazy conditions, we have 81 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82 and sun with some haze as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Your civil liberties are going down the drain. A new report by the Justice at Stake campaign examines how courts are no longer able to guarantee a loss of civil liberties in the name of national security. If you thought the Patriot Act was bad, just wait till you hear the ramifications of Patriot Act 2. And hear them you will Wednesday morning at 9 with Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign, on the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Thursday, August 21st, 2003. The silence was shattered a few moments later by the sound of bullets in the distance. It was just loud enough to get your attention, but too far away to be the source of any real anxiety. E. How far do you think that is?
Me. I don't know, about a kilometer?
Yeah, about.
Not American bullets.
No, it's probably from a Kalashnikov.
You're getting good at this.
No, I'm getting great at it. I can tell you if it's them or us. I can tell you how far away it is. I can tell you if it's a pistol or machine gun, tank or armored vehicle, Apache or Chinook. I can determine the distance and maybe even the target. That's my new talent. It's something I've gotten so good at, I frighten myself. What's worse is that almost everyone seemed to have acquired this new talent, young and old. And it's not something that anyone will appreciate on a resume.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Prince Sulos, Prince Among Princes. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Roster Resolutions, only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial, WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Roster Resolutions.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
And a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop. And my faith will see me through.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, and I am talking to Joanne Dorosho, the Executive Director at the Center for Justice and Democracy. She's joining us from New York, and we're talking about a major new report that shows that medical malpractice claims costs do not justify the incredible premiums that we have to pay. Joanne, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
And let's talk about what can be done, what should be done. Doctors have to pay incredible insurance rates. We all have to pay incredible insurance rates. What are some of the things that could be done outside of making it more difficult to sue somebody for when they do something wrong to you?
Well, I think what most people don't even understand is that the insurance industry pretty much gets to charge whatever they want. There is really no effective regulation of this industry in this country, and some states are worse than others. Missouri happens to have very, very weak regulation of the insurance industry. What we strongly advocate is, at the very least, that rates have to be approved by the insurance departments before they can go into effect. That's called prior approval. But even in states that have that kind of law, we find that the insurance departments are very hesitant to deny an insurance company a rate hike, so that the policyholders are really hurt by this. So there are some states, such as in California, where there is actually a hearing process that goes on. There is a mandatory hearing when an insurance company puts in for a rate hike above 15%. And in that state, the state's statewide consumer organization has intervened in these hearings, and at least three times in the last couple of years has forced these rate hikes down, saving doctors tens of millions of dollars.
So a doctor pays less insurance in California, or less for their insurance premium in California than they do in Missouri.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's not as if the insurance company companies haven't tried to get rate hikes there, but they have been knocked down as a result of this strong regulatory law. It was called Prop 103. It was actually an initiative that passed by the voters in 1988.
So the lesson there is that don't count on your legislators to bring this law to you. It's got to come from the people.
That's unfortunately the lesson. It's, you don't find legislators willing to defy the insurance industry in their states. It's a very scary situation, because this is an industry that has a lot of economic clout. They go around and they threaten to pull out of states and, you know, threaten the collapse of the state's economy if they're regulated. And so, there, you know, it takes some courage on the part of the state lawmakers to stand up to them. But those that have are finding that, you know, the insurers, they won't leave the state. They're going to come in where they can make money. They're going to make money. And, you know, any well-populated state, I don't think has any fear at all that insurance industries is going to pull out altogether.
Well, they could pass legislation, too, to keep them from pulling out, couldn't they?
Yes, they could. They absolutely could. There are kinds of ideas around that. There are, you know, interstate compact kind of ideas, where if they're doing business in one state, they have to do business in all the states in the area, or they, you know, very, very stringent reasons controlling why they would pull out of a state. And then there are backup plans that could be that could be put into effect by the state itself, that if there was a situation where there were not enough insurers to cover everybody, that they could go into a state-type program. So there are all kinds of backups that could be done. And it just takes the political will by the legislatures to do this. But it would certainly stop these crises from happening. And as a matter of fact, it's the only thing that's ever going to stop them from happening in the future.
So in terms of where the doctors are, where are the medical organizations on the types of changes that need to be made? Because they're kind of torn, aren't they? Because they're the ones that are getting sued. So on one hand, you know, they don't want to get sued. So they want to make it more difficult for people to sue them.
Yeah, and that's the message that has been the only one we've been hearing out of these medical societies. Cap damages, cap compensation. We don't want to be sued. And the insurance issue, I think, is not getting dealt with at all. And if I were a doctor, I would be pretty upset with the way some of these medical societies and their lobbyists have been addressing this issue, because I think that many of them are starting to realize that they've been sold a bill of goods by these medical societies in terms of how you bring down insurance rates. And, it is baffling that organized medicine is not joining with the consumer groups around the country that have been fighting on behalf of the doctors to try to get these insurance rates under control. So you have to really question the motivation of some of these medical societies. They certainly are not operating in the best interest of many of their physicians who are having these serious insurance problems.
Because the joke is that their rates are not going down. Oh, the insurance company has been getting states and getting even the federal government to buy into let's cap these damages, but the doctors haven't seen any benefit from this.
Yeah, exactly.
That is what's so baffling, because you're not getting what you're advocating for, but you continue to advocate for that.
Yeah, they do that. And I really think the only reason is that the real motivation has nothing to do with the insurance problems. It has to do with limiting people's ability to go to court, taking patients' rights away, the people that have been hurt. They don't want them going to court. They don't want them to sue the health care providers when they've been hurt. And this is our system. We have to allow people to go to court. It is how we compensate people in this country. It's extremely unfair for them to be taking this kind of position. And if the issue is frivolous lawsuits, there are all kinds of ways of dealing with that. But when you limit compensation in a law that just broadly caps damages, what you're doing is you're affecting every case, the most meritorious case, the most severely injured child, the most egregious conduct.
Because a frivolous lawsuit doesn't make it to trial.
Exactly.
It does not make it to trial.
It doesn't. Way overblown is a problem. And, this is the rhetoric we hear from the other side, that the system is overflowing with these kinds of suits. And obviously that's not true. When you see the kinds of cases that end up in court, the medical malpractice cases, you see extremely serious injuries. You see negligence and inattention and horrific conditions sometimes at hospitals that lead to these incidents. Those are the kinds of cases that you see in court.
And Joanne, where can people find out more about this report? Where can they get a copy of this report?
You can go to our website, which is CenterJD, CenterJD.org, and you'll see right up there on the homepage the new medical malpractice report.
Joanne Doroshow, Executive Director at the Center for Justice and Democracy, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Take care.
Bye.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
Out of my head for you. Oh. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. Thousands of Gaza settlers rallied last night to protest the government plan to remove all Jewish settlers from Gaza and then bulldoze their homes later this month. Some 15,000 soldiers and police were deployed around the town of Sderot. The crowd of demonstrators was estimated at about 25,000. This incident was a test of how far the Leadership Council of the settlers will go to protest the disengagement plan. And Dateline Washington. The Medicaid program has grown by large proportions just over the past 5 years. The rolls expanded from 34 million people in 1999 to 47 million last year. This means the government is the largest health care insurer in the country if you include Medicare, the military, and federal employee health plans, which total some 100 million people. The rapid growth of Medicaid is due in large part to welfare reform legislation put in place in 1997 that knocked millions of people off of welfare and into the workforce. A family of four can earn up to $40,000 and still qualify for Medicaid coverage for their children. Critics say this is part of why the federal budget is so out of whack. Others say low-income workers have no place else to turn to because they do not make enough to pay for expensive insurance policies, even if they're lucky enough to find an employer who even offers coverage. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, World of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Can we work it out? This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And if you want to catch a show that you missed a show, you missed an hour, you want to get an hour, whiterosesociety.org. And check out the website at lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. My column there is Through Brown Eyes in the blog. We don't have just a blog. We have a blog, it too. Do you want to find out how your legislators voted? How they didn't vote? You want to put some incredible numbers about the missed votes of your legislators, your state legislators. Rodney Hubbard, just wow. Wow. You know, wow. Number of votes that you missed. Amber Boykins, wow. John Bowman, wow. Need to go to lizbrown.com, check out Blogitude STL. Wow. Missing a whole lot of votes. We're not talking about 10. We're not talking about 20. We're not talking about 30. We're not talking about 40. We're not talking about 50. We're talking about 60 plus. 60-plus votes, some case 70, some case 80. That's a lot of votes to miss in a 16-week period. That's a lot of votes. So go to LizBrown.com, LizzBrown.com. You need to pay attention, folks. Need to pay attention. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. There are some amazing stories that are going on. Some amazing things that are going on. Are we winning this war? Mission accomplished. How many people have we lost? How many Marines have we lost in the last few days? That's day. We are and there's a report that the over 1,800 soldiers that are dead, a lot of them under mysterious circumstances. My baby Lavina is one of them. If you want to read about what happened to Lavina, check out the website. We have lost over 1,800 soldiers. 7 Marines were blown up yesterday. 14 today. It's madness. It is absolutely madness. There is no constitution. Here we go. In Baghdad, Iraqi legislators are accusing Kuwait of stealing their oil as well as chipping away at their national territory on the border. These are the same allegations that, deja vu all over again. That's what Saddam Hussein said when he invaded Kuwait. He said, you're stealing our oil and you're stealing our land. 15 years ago, an Iraqi delegation is scheduled to head to Kuwait today to talk about what's happening along the Kuwaiti border. Not only are we putting together civil war very successfully, you know, and in all fairness, when he said mission accomplished, we just didn't know which mission he was talking about. Oh, civil war has been accomplished. Mission is accomplished. Civil war is there. The things that drove Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait are there. According to the Iraqi legislators, the ones that this administration got elected, because they fixed this election too. There have been violations such as digging horizontal oil wells to pump Iraq oil. Instead of drilling down, they drill at an angle to go steal somebody's stuff in their land. That's not hard to imagine. And it's not hard to understand. Within chaos, that's how a lot of people have gotten rich. How do you think the Kennedys got their money? Through the chaos of prohibition. Drug runners, baby. Maybe their drugs sloshed around in a wooden barrel and smelled like bourbon. Drug dealer nevertheless. Within chaos is how a lot of folks got their money and their hookups. Oh, they cleaned it up subsequently. But when you trace the roots back, you get to crack or booze or something illegal. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wonder whatever happened to April Gillespie. She was the one that started this whole thing about Kuwait and Iraq. You know, every time I go to the gas pump, I just think about this moron in the White House. I mean, they told us about oil.
You got to be more specific about than just saying this moron. You've got to put a name to him. Because,
the president.
Okay, all right.
You know, every time, you know, they say it's not about oil, but all of the gas companies are awash, that's the word they use, in revenue.
Awash in money. In profit.
In money.
In profit.
Now, how many of them have come forward and said, hey, we're going to donate some money for some Hummers for these troops over here? Or something I mean, I was watching C-SPAN the other morning, and a lady called in, and she was reading a letter that her son sent her, who's over there, talking about they have nothing. They don't have anything that they need over there, you know. And how people can still support this man, it just boggles my mind. You know, he hasn't done anything. This president hasn't done anything but steal two elections. Sat on his butt when 9/11 happened and didn't do anything.
No, you got to count the Iraqi election, too.
Yeah, that, too.
All right,
nobody was fired on 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still not, you know, I'm still leaning towards inside job on 9/11.
We're going to have some more shows to talk about that. Stay with me.
Yeah, we need to because, you know.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Well, Ms. Brown, TSA, they spent millions of dollars on a party. Now they're about to lay off all their employees.
Baby, the money gone. The money gone. We partied it away.
Ms. Brown, it's so dangerous. Green alert, red alert, blue alert. Now is layoff alert.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for your call.
It's sad times, Ms. Brown.
Crazy. Just crazy.
It's sad times. Ms. Brown, one more thing. Ms. Brown, I don't know if you noticed that now since if you need an ID or a picture of driver's license, you have to have a birth certificate. I was in line yesterday. A lady's in front of me with her mother. Her mother was born in 1917. They would not let her take her picture ID if she did not have a birth certificate from Mississippi. They turned her away.
Jesus.
They turned her away.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Crazy times. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Isn't it funny how sometimes what you think you know and what you actually know don't match? Hi, I'm Ishla McConnell, Human Resource Manager for Sodexo School Services in St. Louis. At Sodexo, we're the leader in food and facilities management. With more than 300,000 employees in 70 countries, we use innovation and a strong sense of community to provide the highest quality service. At Sodexo, our commitment is to our people and our community. Give us a look at www.sodexo.com and explore the world of Sodexo.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. This is what space shuttle history sounds like.
That came out very easily, probably even less force. It looks like this big patient is cured.
That's astronaut Steve Robinson after he pulled out the second of two pieces of gap filler cloth that had been sticking out from the shuttle's thermal tiles. It was the first procedure of its kind that NASA's ever attempted and the first repair job ever on the shuttle's underside. There might be yet another spacewalk.
ABC News has learned NASA is considering adding a fourth spacewalk to the mission. That would be set up to deal with an insulation blanket on the shuttle about 20 inches long under the window, part of which is torn loose.
ABC's Vic Radner at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Horrible day in Iraq for the U.S. Marines. 14 were killed in western Iraq. Marine Corps spokesman Major Timothy Keith tells ABC News.
14 Marines and a civilian interpreter assigned to Regimental Combat Team 2, 2nd Marine Division, 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force Forward, were killed in action early this morning when their amphibious assault vehicle was attacked by an improvised explosive device, or IED. The incident occurred during combat operations approximately 2 kilometers south of Haditha. In addition, one Marine was wounded in the attack.
An Iraqi insurgent group reportedly claims on its website that it has captured a Marine, but that report has not been confirmed. Investigators say yesterday's Air France jetliner crash in Toronto was likely caused by the rain, lightning, and gusty winds over the airport at the time. The plane landed, then it skidded off the runway and broke apart in flames. This passenger says everyone was relieved to land.
People started clapping, and just a few seconds later, the plane began to jerk quite violently, and people were sort of shaken about, and at that point didn't really know what was going on, but something was definitely wrong.
All 309 passengers and crew members survived. This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Think summer's sizzling? Think again.
If you really want to see what's hot, get yourself to Kohl's Red Hot Sale this Wednesday only. You'll get sizzling savings on hundreds of back-to-school essentials for all ages, kindergarten to college. Think 40% off, 50% off, and that's off all the stuff you really need. So don't think twice. Just think 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday only for Kohl's Red Hot Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
The daughter of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of Wales, is starting to claim her slice of the spotlight. She has her mother's red hair and her father's stunning smile, but a style all her own.
Who's that girl on the cover of Tatler magazine? At 17 and fifth in line to the throne, Princess Beatrice has turned cover girl. In excerpts from an interview, Beatrice, or Bea as she's known, says she doesn't see herself as a stereotypical princess. Her fashion idol is Carrie from Sex and the City. Her parents, she says, are the best. She thinks the Queen is amazing and rides with her at Windsor. She doesn't smoke and has never taken drugs and says she never will. And this good girl, whose only failing seems to be getting her schoolwork in on time, has come out about her dyslexia, hoping that by going public, more people will be helped. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
The Adidas Athletic Shoe Company, headquartered in Germany, will buy rival Reebok for $3.8 billion. The resulting company will be a global athletic shoe and apparel giant. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, General Motors is spending more than $30 million to upgrade the equipment at its Wentzville assembly plant. The money will go toward modernizing the stamping machinery at the plant, which produces full-size vans like the GMC Savannah. Governor Matt Blunt, who met with GM officials in Detroit in June, says the new investment proves GM's commitment to Wentzville.
When they're talking about an industry that's downsizing, any time they make an investment in your plant, that's a good sign that there's a long-term commitment there. They don't put $30 million into a plant that they're going to close the next day.
GM's increased investment in Wentzville comes in spite of the automaker's plan to cut 25,000 jobs over the next 3 years. Lambert St. Louis International Airport faces a reduction in federal security screeners. The Transportation Security Administration plans to reduce the number of screeners at Lambert by 20%, from 440 screeners to 347. Missouri Senators Kit Bond and Jim Talent have written to federal officials asking why screeners are being cut from Lambert while the airport is seeing more passengers. Parents are being reminded to check their children's immunization records and make sure they are up to date as the start of the school year draws near. According to Sue Denny, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, kindergarten students will need to be immunized for chickenpox. In addition, all Missouri students are required to be immunized for diphtheria, tetanus, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella, as well as hepatitis B. Finally this hour, the Blues have traded defenseman Chris Pronger to the Edmonton Oilers. Pronger joined the Blues in the 1995-1996 season, spending several of his years in St. Louis as the team captain and winning the Hart and Norris trophies in the 1999-2000 season. In return, the Oilers will send the Blues defenseman Eric Brewer, Doug Lynch, and Jeff Wojwitka. Brewer, a six-year NHL veteran, earned a spot in the 2003 All-Star Game. Lynch made his NHL debut in the 2003-2004 season with the Oilers and spent last season with the American Hockey League's Edmonton Roadrunners. Wojwitka has played the last two seasons in the AHL, playing in all 80 of the Roadrunners' games last season. In other roster moves, the Blues signed center Trent Whitfield, left wing Jeff Hogan, and center Ryan Ramsey on Tuesday. The 28-year-old Whitfield played the 2004-2005 season with the Portland Pirates of the AHL and led the club with 55 points and 38 assists and tied for third with 17 goals. The 5'11", 204-pound forward skated in a career-high 44 NHL games with the Washington Capitals in 2003-2004. Hogan played the 2004-2005 season with the AHL's Worcester Ice Cats, collecting 25 points along with 55 penalty minutes. Ramsey was signed to an entry-level contract. The 22-year-old spent the majority of the 2004-2005 season with Worcester, tallying 18 points in 46 games. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the makers of new Maximum Strength Zantac 150. The new Maximum Strength Zantac 150. So fast it prevents or quickly relieves tough heartburn, the speed you need against heartburn. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM. Eastbound 70 at 5th Street and Blanchett Bridge, major road construction. Right lane is closed. Crews are in the final stage of the major bridge work there. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Imperial Main and Richardson Road. Right lane is closed after cleanup continues from Monday's train derailment. Expect a brief slowdown in this hour. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier westbound accident. Westbound 40 at Big Bend, there's an accident that has been cleared, however, but traffic jams near King's Highway. Eastbound 40 between Grand, a disabled vehicle is at the end of the exit ramp there, so use caution as you roll off that approach. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic has finally eased up this hour. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into 170, no problems to report in your 9 o'clock commute. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's running smoothly. Black Creek Road at Miller Road East is closed due to Monday's train derailment as well. Winthrop at Shackleford, look for that to be closed due to a broken water main. And Grand at Gravoy, there's a report of an injury accident. Westbound 40 between Tucker and 14th Street, you've got bridge maintenance operations. Two lanes are going to be closed throughout the day. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM, announcing the GM Total Value Promise. GM has lowered prices, added features, or redesigned over 50 2006 models. So get more without paying more on cars and trucks you really want. It's not a promotion, it's a promise. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For the remainder of today, look forward to hot, sunny, and a high in the upper 90s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. For Thursday, hot, partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers. The high should be in the upper 90s. The highest heat index is expected to reach around 102 by the afternoon on Thursday. Thursday evening, partly cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers, low in the lower 70s. The heat index should remain around 101 by early Thursday evening. Then on Friday, not quite as warm, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers, the high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny, hazy conditions, we have 83 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. It's a struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we broadcast live from Xenia to Zimbabwe every single day at www.wgnu.net. Or you can go to lizbrown.com. Check out my column in Through Brown Eyes. Column this week is, oh my goodness, we never got to. Check out the column in Through Brown Eyes. Also, we don't have a blog. We have a blogitude. So get to the blogitude. And if you want to know about some issues in St. Louis, hit blogitude STL. Two blogs for your time and your attention at lizbrown.com, LIZZBROWN.com. Ooh, it's been a full morning. We've been covering it all from soup. And now we're going to some nutty stuff. This Patriot Act. To this Patriot Act. The Patriot Act, in terms of what is going on with the Patriot Act, how we are faring under the Patriot Act. Are we safer? Are our courts better off? Are we better off? What are we doing? How are we doing it? We need to talk about that at 454-0400, 454-6609, and one would think that this country, this world, these times would... Well, let me back up. This administration has done a remarkably effective job of convincing folks that spam is hamburger. That's a heck of a campaign. A heck of an advertising campaign that can convince you of something like that. They have engaged in marketing. They have engaged in the most clever forms of marketing to get us to this place of buying into the Patriot Act. It sounds good, doesn't it? How good is it? We need to discuss that. We need to discuss how our courts are faring during this so-called war on terror. To facilitate that conversation, We have joining us this morning Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Bert, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. How are we doing?
How are the courts doing?
How are the courts doing post-U.S. Patriot Act?
So-so. Americans want the courts to be strong to protect their liberties, whether it's time of war or time of peace. And when Congress, in a great hurry, passed the Patriot Act several years ago, they unfortunately weakened the powers of the courts in many respects, in terms of their job of really overseeing the work of the government, making sure that efforts to step up the fight against terrorism were done within the confines of the Constitution. Congress is redebating a lot of those provisions right now. One of the things they did that was very smart 4 or 5 years ago was to put what are called sunsets on a lot of these provisions that took powers away from the courts. So they have to be redebated at a time when the smoke wasn't still rising from the ruins. The bad news is that, unfortunately, a lot of those provisions are set to be renewed permanently.
And we have quite a campaign coming out of the White House going around the country saying that we need to do this because it'll make us safer. We need to finalize, we need to unsunset these clauses and make them permanent. What are some of the parts that are being considered to be made permanent, and why should we be concerned about finalizing them?
Well, the parts have to do with giving the government more powers to gather information and do other things that they feel like they need to do to step up their fight against terror. And I should say from the outset that there's a mandate behind that desire. There's nothing to fault the government for wanting to protect Americans. The issue is whether we're going to be safe and free, and whether we are protecting our safeties on behalf of the constitutional liberties that we have enjoyed for centuries
through this act.
Exactly. And so you get to provisions, for example, that allow the government to, for example, issue something called a national security letter demanding information, including telephone logs, consumer credit records. And the Patriot Act basically set up a situation where law enforcement, the FBI, and other agencies could unilaterally say, well, this information will be relevant to a terrorism investigation, therefore we will essentially write the letter for what we want. And if you receive one of these letters, you can't go to court to challenge it. You can't really disclose it to almost anyone, including your attorney. And there won't even be a judge there to oversee that request. Now, one of the possible bits of good news that could be coming out of the debate is that that particular section of the Patriot Act, at least under the Senate provision that was passed this past weekend, would allow some amount of right to challenge those letters if they showed up on your doorstep.
They didn't say, you can't do this. They say, you can challenge it a little bit.
A little bit.
And what's the little bit that you're allowed to challenge?
Well, I'll confess I don't have all the details in front of me. This is a bill that was just passed. My understanding is that it's a fairly limited right to challenge it. And the problem is that this really echoes many other provisions of the Act, where it's a sense of giving the government more power to fight terror. And if you're going to do that, what we say is take judges along for the ride. If you're going to be driving around a mountainside and you're picking up your speed, you ought to have guardrails so you don't go over the cliff. And we depend on our courts, if we're going to give the government more powers, to make sure they don't cross constitutional lines.
But it seems like, Bert, that we're not even having the discussion of whether or not such a power should be handed to the FBI at all, to the CIA at all, to the Justice Department at all.
Well, I think it's fair to say that both in the sort of Cold War America and in particular in post 9/11 America, you're right that the government, when it's conducted its debates, has mostly said, what can the government do to protect people even more than they are? What new powers? Prosecutors, like everybody who wants power, keep wish lists. And so a lot of the provisions that were in the Patriot Act that were passed very quickly in the weeks after 9/11 had not been provisions they could get through Congress in the years before, but in the sort of era of concern that really came out of 9/11, they passed very quickly, and they were ready and waiting. And now, and this is the great concern, that prosecutors, like everybody who has a job to do, want more powers to do it. That's not necessarily a problem, but that's why it's so critically important that a judge be there, a neutral observer, be there to say, wait a second, these two things you want are fine, these two things you want in addition to that, are not fine.
But again, the discussion is not shouldn't just be about what prosecutors want. We've all experienced what happens when prosecutors get what they want, when the power to determine whether what a sentence is going to be to a person in federal court was taken out of the hands of the judges and put solely in the hands of the prosecutors.
That's absolutely right. And that's, you know, separate from the Patriot Act, one of the big developments of the last two decades is an incredible loss of discretion on the part of judges, an incredible transfer of power to prosecutors to essentially set sentences, and it has happened.
Because your job is to convict. Why would you? It's like the fox is the person that's in charge of the hen house.
And that's the concern. This is why we need courts. This is why the founders of our country established strong courts, because they didn't trust any one branch of government to exercise unilateral power. We have a system of checks and balances, and that means that we need a strong executive at times. We certainly need a strong Congress when they're passing laws, and we also need strong courts to say at times, no, you can't go over these lines. And above all of those branches of government are supposed to be serving the Constitution.
And one of the things that happens in the legislative branch, if you go to a local level, to a state government, and there's a certain piece of legislation that the legislators want, to pass, and it's a building of a particular entity, a business entity. One of the things that they have to do is if they want to pass a law that is going to cost the government, that particular state, a certain amount of money, they have to put out a report saying, you know what, we have to see if this, how much this really costs the state. What is the environmental impact of this particular building, this particular business at this particular place? And then you revisit that after a certain period of time and see if they have met or done what they projected that they could do. And then you say yes or no based upon the environmental impact of this. We haven't had an environmental impact statement on any of these things that they're asking for in the Patriot Act. Who has said that it makes us safer that the CIA and the CIA and the FBI don't need a warrant to go arrest somebody? How are we safer as a result of that? What's the environmental impact of that?
It is absolutely true. The administration and the executive branch generally have kind of dragged their feet when these questions have come. When Congress, when reporters have said, okay, you've had these powers for several years, what are you doing with them? There has been a small amount of information released on what is essentially a handful of cases that were actually prosecuted under Patriot Act provisions, but it's not an enormous number of cases. And what the Department of Justice, where I used to work at one point, would tell you and is telling you is that, you know, there are investigations going on. We can't tell you about them. However, you know, we do need these powers, and it comes down to this idea of, you know, trust us. And that's the great concern. If one branch of power gets to say, trust us, and doesn't have accountability from Congress, from courts in particular, then we have exactly the type of situation you're describing, where you're giving people power and you don't know how it's being exercised.
And you don't know that, and there has been no connection made to the need for this power. What have we said other than terrorists are out there that we need this power? Because terrorists have always been out there and we haven't needed it.
I think it's fair to say that a lot of things happened in a hurry after 9/11. A lot of new powers were granted. It was not a very long debate. I think if I were a prosecutor sitting on the phone with you, I would say that the more information I can find about potential terrorist activities, the better job I'll be able to do in preventing a 9/11 versus watching it happen and coming in after the fact. Again, the problem is that if you don't have a judge in advance saying this is not a permissible activity for the government to engage in, then you have no ability to have a referee, essentially. It's like a boxing match without a referee.
And where is the voice of John Q., Jane Q., citizen in this? Who is advocating for our rights out here and the balance of our rights against a desire for more prosecutions?
Well, and this is why more people have to get involved. And it's been interesting to me what has happened this year, because I think everybody understood why Patriot Act was rushed through immediately after 9/11. People were still in the middle of being extremely scared about what might come next. And there was great hope that 4 years later, which is now where we are, there would be a debate where more people stood up and said, you know, I want a balance here. I want safety and freedom. I don't want to tilt too far. There have been some organizations who stood up, some on the sort of traditional left, the American Civil Liberties Union and others, and even some on the right, Congressman Bob Barr, who helped lead the impeachment drive against President Clinton.
I know, this is amazing.
And he has helped, you know, lead an effort to try to trim back certain powers from the Patriot Act, because there's an aspect of conservatism which is rooted in the distrust of government power that is very concerned about this. But politically, what has been very interesting is that I've personally been kind of surprised that so many of the sections of the Patriot Act that were set for renewal are now set to become permanent. The House has passed its version of the Patriot Act renewal. The Senate has passed its version. They will come back in September to try to reconcile their divergences. And there are some differences, but frankly not an enormous number. And there's, you know, we're getting near the finish line, and if Americans are concerned about this, the time is coming up to let their members of Congress know what they want.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU is a long-distance number. Email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Dimitri, you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have a statement and a question. I was in the service in World War II, and we were told that command should be alarmed when soldiers stopped complaining. If they went silent, then there was going to be some problems. And it leads me to these statements about what you're saying. Most of the rhetoric I've heard from you is the feel-good denouncements of the government. This is a vicarious, I think that's the proper way to pronounce it, vicarious way for the general public to vent their spleen by listening to this kind of rhetoric. My question to you, sir, is what purpose does your organization serve, and how have you improved the way this tyrannical government does all of these, commits all these nefarious acts? I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, our organization, the Justice at Stake Campaign, is a national partnership of more than 40 organizations, including legal groups like the American Bar Association, civic groups like the League of Women Voters and Common Cause, and a lot of state groups. And what we have in common is that we're all concerned about increasing political pressure on the courts. At the state level, for example, next door to you in Illinois, we work on issues surrounding increasing special interest money being poured into state judicial elections so that the public is increasingly fearful that judges are looking over their shoulder at special interests as they write big checks in order to elect certain judges, and so will that affect the outcome of particular cases. At the federal level, as we're talking about this morning, one of the issues we work on is the stripping of power from the courts. The courts have a unique role in our constitutional system of checks and balances. They are the branch of government given the chief assignment of protecting our liberties. And the more you weaken the courts, the more you weaken the ability of courts to protect our rights. And that's why we're concerned about aspects of the Patriot Act.
And let me ask you this, Bert. How many opportunities have you had to go on CNN or C-SPAN or Good Morning America or the Today Show to talk about this?
Well, we've done some media outreach. We're a fairly new nonprofit, as a lot of these things go. We're about 5 years old, so our visibility is rising right now. We're doing more shows like yours.
But nevertheless, you're not the first type of group that those particular entities seek out to talk about this issue.
I think it's fair to say, if you're getting at the point that the media follows where they believe the political mainstream is, mm-hmm. that therefore other voices don't get heard as often. And it's quite true, and I've done media relations work in other jobs, that the media, in order to satisfy its desire to have some amount of balance in their programming will often pick, you know, a Republican, a Democrat, get them to talk. And the problem with a debate like this is that when the debate is going so quickly and the divisions in a complicated issue are not as clearly drawn, let's say, between parties, then it is harder to get alternative voices out there.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake Campaign, joining us from Washington, D.C. We'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with us. Yeah,
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The musical Godspell will be presented from Friday, August 5th to Saturday, August 7th in the Pillsbury Chapel and Dale Williams Fine Arts Center on the campus of Missouri Baptist University. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 and 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 to $12 each and may be reserved by calling 314-481-7337, extension 107. For more information, log on to www.godspellstlewis.com. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
You don't have to travel to Washington, D.C. to visit the West Wing. Just listen to Herbsteck online at WGNU.net.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
Thursday, August 21st, 2003. The silence was shattered a few moments later by the sound of bullets in the distance. It was just loud enough to get your attention, but too far away to be the source of any real anxiety. E, how far do you think that is?
Me, I don't know, about a kilometer?
Yeah, about.
Not American bullets.
No, it's probably from a Kalashnikov.
You're getting good at this.
No, I'm getting great at it. I can tell you if it's them or us. I can tell you how far away it is. I can tell you if it's a pistol or machine gun, tank or armored vehicle, Apache or Chinook. I can determine the distance and maybe even the target. That's my new talent. It's something I've gotten so good at, I frighten myself. What's worse is that almost everyone seemed to have acquired this new talent, young and old. And it's not something that anyone will appreciate on a resume.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom, peace, and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I am talking to Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign, who's here to talk about a new report that demonstrates, that shows that courts are losing power during this so-called war on terror. Bert, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let me get to another caller here. Roger, you have a question or comment for our guest, Bert Brandenburg?
Well, I actually have a couple of comments and a few questions for Mr. Brandenburg. And by the way, hello, Ms. Brown. We have never talked before. I'm the Executive Director of Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and your particular subject about courts taking rights away from the American citizens is a very, very dear subject to me. It affects my organization in the couple of respects. The first one is that involuntary commitment laws in the United States for people who have or who are acting a bit odd have been strengthened with the Patriot Act laws.
How so?
A person walking down the street in Missouri can be picked up by the police, charged with no crime, and put into a mental institution 480 days with no charging. They have not committed a crime. And a psychiatrist can stand before our courts and say, this man is insane, he needs to be in for another 180 days. And there is a procedure that these people do this with, by the way. Now, the other thing that affects us is the CAFTA that just got passed, which is Central American Free Trade Agreement. And I believe, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, my Latin is very miserable, so excuse me for the pronunciation, is a Codex Amerilius. Was a little known
Codex.
Aha.
Codex.
Yes. You heard about that?
I've talked about Codex.
Aha. They passed it, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Do your listeners understand what we're talking about?
Go right ahead, Roger.
Essentially what has occurred is your government has passed a law and an agreement to have free trade with Central America, same thing as we have in the North American Free Trade Agreement. And part of the law is vitamins and supplements will be banned in the United States within about 5 to 10 years. In other words, you cannot go down to the local five and dime health food emporium and buy vitamin C, as an example.
It is absolutely outrageous.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Completely, utterly, thoroughly. And essentially, Mr. Brandenburg, you are absolutely right about this. This is just, people can get involved by 50 cents, a letter to their congressman, or a phone call for a buck. And if you know, it's a very upsetting thing to see happen in our America. Very upsetting. This is essentially what's going on, that, in my viewpoint, is an extension of the civil rights movement from the 1960s. This is all this is about.
You know, I think that's a good analogy because I think it's absolutely right that the courts are there to stand up for us, and we've reached a time period in our history where we really have to stand up for the courts.
Yes.
When you talk about the civil rights movement, you know, there have been periods of history when the courts have come under what I would call, you know, waves of political attacks for doing things that might not be popular or for standing for something that the government may not want. And so, for example, after the 1954 decision in Brown versus Board of Education,
mm-hmm.
ending segregation in schools, you
mm-hmm.
had an enormous wave of political attacks on the courts. There were attempts to impeach justices. There were attempts to amend the Constitution so that courts
there were death
longer,
threats. There were death threats.
That's right, death threats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To amend the
yeah.
Constitution so that the courts could no longer handle public education cases. And the good news is that the country, which at that point was politically more divided about this, nonetheless said, well, you know, let's let the courts do their job. On the other hand, a lot of the modern playbook for attacking the courts, you know, complaining that decisions you don't like are somehow wrong or treasonous or, you know, unconscionable activism, was really written and perfected in the years following. So that nowadays we have a full-bore war on the courts. It spills out far beyond the confines of this debate over the Patriot Act, and we increasingly see judges demonized.
Mm-hmm.
Rulings. You look at what happened in the Terri Schiavo case,
mm-hmm.
where you had Judge Greer in Florida who sat there and did his job and ruled in case after case what he saw in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And he got death threats, and he was called Joseph Mengele. And, you know, Congress passed a law essentially tampering with the jurisdiction of our court system for one-on-one case only.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is that when the American people actually focused on this, because it was on CNN for 3 straight weeks, they said, no, don't do this. I may not agree on everything courts do, but they have a job to do.
That's absolutely correct. We may not agree on what the courts do, but we do have to stand by that decision.
And I want to thank you very much, Roger.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
All bye-bye. Right. And that's one of the issues that seems like it seems to accompany every single issue that we're challenging out here, Bert, that there is a drumbeat by the media to craft the way that we look at an issue, or a lack of a drumbeat by the media, so that we aren't aware that these issues are out here. Roger brought out the point of about Codex. Most Americans don't know about Codex and don't know that CAFTA has brought us Codex.
Well, this is a different and complicated issue. I think we're in the middle of a revolution. We don't know how it's going to end in terms of what people get from their media, how they get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right that on the one hand, there's more choke points than there have been in the past in terms of the big media and what gets through. On the other hand, there's an incredible flourishing,
on the internet. Mm-hmm.
Radio shows, et cetera, so that there is more ability.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be in a phase where it's taking a little time. Maybe there'll be a generational shift where in some time in the future, people are more used to going to diverse places for their media.
And that's where they will go to find out the truth of the matter.
It's getting very complicated. And it's also, I mean, there are risks there, too, because the advantage of a single newspaper or a single broadcast is that you will hear about even issues you wouldn't have thought to look up on the Internet.
Exactly.
If I don't follow trade, I wouldn't think to look up CAFTA. It has to be a combination of mainstream media and then go to the specialty media because, you know, the mainstream media really just doesn't have the time or the bandwidth to go to every issue.
And the other piece about what you said a few minutes ago about the Terri Schiavo case, what it did do, and I don't think that there's been enough focus on this, it did demonstrate that when Americans are given the opportunity to fully debate and fully exposed to a particular issue, Americans come down on the side that they should.
People have very good instincts when it comes to the courts.
Yes, they do.
They want a system of checks and balances. They don't want the courts to rule their lives, but they want the courts there to police the government if it goes too far.
Absolutely. And when people, and as onerous as it was and as tiresome as it was to turn on the channel and all you saw was Terri Schiavo, when the polls were done afterwards, Americans were very clear about what they wanted to happen and how they felt about their Congress for letting some of this happen.
People were reminded of their values, which are pretty good on these issues, and the problem, as you point out, is that it's the rare case that gets that much attention.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Let's take one quick car phone, and then we'll take a break. George, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Brown. I wanted to ask him about Section 802 of the Patriot Act, and does this Patriot Act pertain to Americans? I mean, you listen to President Bush, it only pertains to terrorists, but under the 802, it pertains to all Americans. So all Americans are going to be under this Patriot Act. And I look at some of these people in Congress and the Senate. With leaders like these, who needs enemies? Most of the American people are opposed to this CAFTA, NAFTA, and all these proposals, but they just do what they want. It's just like this Karl Rove. Most people would have dismissed him from the administration. He's still there, even though that he was already caught leaking the information of this lady, Valerie Plame.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, George.
Okay.
Thank you. And, Bert, I'd like you to address the Section 802 that George made reference to when we come back from our break.
Okay.
I'm talking to Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. He's talking about a new report that is showing that courts are losing power during this so-called war on terror. We're talking about the Patriot Act 1, 2, and whatever. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don, ace black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all-around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
We do a no-razzmatazz, brass-knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Run Amok every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., with Decent Guy Don at WGNU 920 a.m., Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can have the leaf blocker gutter protection system installed by United Homecraft and never clean your gutters again? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is, leaf blocker installs over your existing gutters. If your gutters are damaged and need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and start enjoying yourself this fall. The leaf blocker system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free, no-obligation estimate and save 15% during their preseason sale. From Missouri or Illinois, call 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The leaf blocker gutter protection system by United Homecraft, one of St. Louis' oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the iTex Trade Exchange. Your iTex trade dollars are welcome.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Nairobi. A flare-up of violence is taking place in the Sudan. At least 46 people reported killed in ethnic and religious tensions that boiled over between northern Muslims and southern Christian factions. This violence comes just after former rebel leader John Garang died in a helicopter crash over the weekend, less than a month after being named vice president as part of a peace deal that was expected to end Sudan's 20-year-old civil war. And Dateline Baghdad. A freelance American journalist who was abducted late yesterday has been found shot to death. The body of Stephen Vincent was recovered early today near the southern city of Basra. He and his Iraqi translator were abducted at gunpoint several hours before. The two were taken by five men in a police car after leaving a currency-changing shop. He had been in Basra for several months working on a book. In an article published in the New York Times last Sunday, Vincent said the Basra police force was heavily infiltrated by members of the Shia political group and that some of the policemen were behind many of the assassinations of former Ba'ath Party members that had taken place in Basra. He further wrote that there was what was commonly known as a death car, which was a white Toyota that prowls the streets carrying off-duty police officers who work for extremist religious groups. He also criticized the British military for allowing such activity to take place. He recently published a book called In the Red Zone that gave an account of life in Iraq after Saddam Hussein. This is your wake-up call global news update.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You find a fault. Let him go.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking this morning about a new report that is out, the report Courting Danger, How the War on Terror Has Sapped the Power of Our Courts to Protect Our Constitutional Liberties. This is a report that has been released, and it talks about how we've lost power, our courts have lost power post 9/11, post Patriot Act. And Bert, one of the questions that we were asked before the break was about a Section 802
of terrorism to cover domestic as opposed to just international terrorism. So what it said was some of the acts that we think of as terrorism in terms of trying to, you know, coerce civilians or commit mass destruction or mass kidnappings or assassinations of civilians can now occur within the U.S. And what that means in terms of significance, it doesn't create a new crime. What it does is it gives the government more powers to basically engage in surveillance in the U.S.
of us
that were available overseas, and it essentially, you know, moves certain types of information gathering into special courts like the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, which has less public oversight.
And that's surveillance of us.
It could be, under certain situations. And this goes all the way back to our main concern, is that, you know, you really need a strong court there to make sure that that's done right, that it's not just a trust me government. It's a government that's accountable to at least other parts of the government in terms of doing its job under the Constitution. And the deep irony here, the idea of courts losing power post 9/11 is that whenever we've been at wars in the past, you know, the courts have not stood as impediments to the government's doing its job. In World War I, for example, there were challenges to the legality of the draft, and the courts upheld the draft. The government worked to seize control of railroads and telegraphs and telephones, and there was even a prohibition of alcohol, an early prohibition during wartime. The courts have upheld all these measures. They don't go around, you know, they tend to be fairly deferential during wartime, and even more recently.
We've seen it recently where they've been deferential.
That's right, and they have at times said the government, for example, with some of the issues of people being held in Guantanamo and the like, you know, the government has been told you need to create more court-like tribunals as you do your work. But the government has not stepped in and said, you know, shut down your operations. You can't go after terrorists. They are fairly deferential, and that's why it is in the end, you know, politically, you know, somewhat tragic that the government doesn't want to, you know, do more while having courts alongside, because, you know, it is true that part of trying to win against terror is stopping terror in advance. That's why the government wants these powers. It is as true and equally important that the type of country America is, you know, an example to the world. Our system of independent courts and checks and balances has been emulated in so many countries around the world for the last few centuries. People look to us for an example. And the more we trim back the powers of the courts, the more we tell others we are no longer an example, and the more ammunition we give to those who are trying to claim that America should be an enemy because somehow we are not free and we do not live up to our ideals. And so in the long run, not only is this a problem in terms of our liberties here at home, but frankly it's a problem in terms of our ability to win abroad against terror.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mrs. Holland?
Yes.
You have a question or comment for our guest, Bert Brandenburg?
Yes, I have lots of comments.
Go right ahead.
What? Okay. Am I on?
Yes, you are, Mrs. Holland. Go right ahead.
Okay. President Bush has convinced most people that of all the things they're doing is keeping us safe, which I'm sorry, I really don't fully believe that, but he's convinced most people that that's what they're doing all these things for. And town hall meetings are ridiculous. They are so staged. People are screened at the door, and he always has people in uniform, you know, like you know, some part of the armed services in back of him when he has these meetings. And if anyone wants to disagree with their policies, they don't get in to discuss anything. And let's see, I've got so many things to see. Americans have given up too much of their rights. And like I've told my friends recently, it's like watching a runaway train that you can't stop.
Mm.
So I'll hang up now and listen to comments that he has to offer.
Thank you, Mrs. Holland. Runaway train that you can't stop. That's what it feels like, isn't it, Bert?
And that's the concern. We don't want a runaway train. We may want a locomotive. We may want the government to do things. But it can't be one branch saying, I want to do this, and therefore I will do it. It's not a matter of answering the government. It's a matter of answering the Constitution. And just as the public has the answer to the Constitution, so too the government should have to.
And also, playing on people's fears. Because to constantly tell us that we are a threat by terrorists, but not connect any of the actions that they want to take to the elimination of that fear is unfair, it's wrong, and it's manipulative.
Well, I actually did work at the Justice Department in the 90s, and I've worked with a lot of prosecutors and agents and people. And what I would say is that government is an incredibly powerful institution. It's run for the most part by human beings who are mostly like you and me. They get into their jobs, they want to do them well, and you tend to lose sight of other things that are going on out there. And most of them, I think, want, for example, more power in certain situations because they want to do the right thing with it. The problem is it shouldn't be a matter of whether you like the people or trust the people. It should be a matter of whether any one set of people should have power without being accountable to other branches of the government.
But it also shouldn't be a country simply because I want power and simply because I say that I'm going to do something with it. I mean, I'm a woman of African descent. I am a former criminal defense attorney. I know that some people say that they want more power simply because they want more power. Things are not always done right because people get more power. We should be concerned about whether or not giving somebody more power is something that they need and something that we need.
That's right, and if there were never abuses in government, we might not need courts.
There you go.
But the fact of the matter is that there always will be, because it's run by human beings.
There you go.
And that's why we always need another institution, and as we've discussed, it's not that the courts are perfect either. None of this is ever going to be perfect, but to sort of tear down those guardrails and let that locomotive, you know, run away and go faster is really the wrong way to go about it.
Bert Brandenburg, where can people find a copy of this report?
Go to our website, www.justiceatstake.org.
Bert Brandenburg, Executive Director of the Justice at Stake campaign. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for focusing on these issues. It's always a pleasure to learn when more people are talking about the courts.
Terrific. Take care.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, this is Liz Brown. Stay strong.
You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. America has something to cheer about today and something to mourn. NASA is doing most of the cheering after Discovery astronaut Steve Robinson gently pulled out two pieces of ceramic cloth that had popped out from under the thermal tiles on the bottom of the shuttle. When the repair job was finished, a little space joking.
Steve, we tried